Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 21st day of July, 2008. We are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Jerome Corsi has a new book out on Barack Obama. The left, I have to say, would not wake up to the evils of Bill Clinton because they were caught in the left-right paradigm, thinking that the right was attacking their shining champion. The right then would not wake up to the fact that George Bush was an absolute traitor and puppet to this country, and plus there was nothing conservative about him. And they are still very pig-headed, most of them, or a large portion of them. But the left, I have to say, is starting to shower towards Barack Obama. Now, that doesn't mean it matters one way or the other whether it is John McCain or Barack Obama. But the fact that people are waking up that both parties are bought and paid for means we are one step closer towards the solution, and that is realizing that presidents and prime ministers and political conventions are nothing but spectacles to divert the public. They are screens or walls so that the public never sees behind the curtain. And our lives, our treasure, our future depends on discrediting the government and discrediting the globalists so that they will grind to a halt in their tracks because they need the public's acquiescence to their agenda for their global tyranny to come to fruition. Dr. Corsi joining us in T-minus 58 minutes. Then we had them on a few weeks ago for their maiden voyage with us. They'll be back today for 2 hours, Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Bill Still, of course, the maker, Pat Carmack, the narrator for the amazing film Money Masters. And I tell you, Bill Still is one of the leading experts on monetary reform, the banking system, just an amazing individual. I'm extremely impressed with him. They'll be joining us to talk about the economy for 2 hours today. Dr. Corsi will spend about half his hour with us on Obama. Then we'll move on from that semi-distraction, though it is not a distraction if you use it as a study point of the puppetry, the marionettes. And then we'll talk about the economy with Dr. Corsi, who's also an expert on the economy and very well-versed on that. So 3 hours on the economy today, and I will try to have open phones for those hours as well with our guest. Okay, the news that I have here in front of me today is all of great import, and we will be going over that today. Iran must choose between cooperation and confrontation, the U.S. says, out of a French news agency. That is just, again, insulting the American people's intelligence. Iran tried to parlay. Iran tried to come to terms. Iran groveled to the globalists in the UN and has nothing weaponized, nothing that could produce an A-bomb. Even if they tried to build one now, it would take at least 7 years. That's the CIA's own assessment, but not what you hear on the news. The news says they have nukes. They have neutron weapons to knock out all the communications. They have fleets of flying saucers flown by Puff the Magic Dragon, and it's just completely insane. Rice warns Iran of punitive measures, also out of AFP, so we'll be going over that as they escalate things. There have been some type of bombings in China. They don't really have any real terrorism in that country. This stinks to high heaven ahead of the Olympic Games that we're nearing as just some type of pretext to have further crackdowns and sell their high-tech U.S.-designed police state grid they bought from IBM and others. So at least two die in blast at Chinese buses. Also, Press TV reporting, Jewish terrorist document found. We'll be going over that. More on the 500,000 plastic coffins outside Atlanta, Georgia. And a lot more. Big broadcast lined up for you today. And you know what? Let's just take a lot of calls in this first hour on whatever you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I meant to go to calls directly in this hour. In this first segment, I got to talking to Ted Anderson during the break, so I didn't do that. John, just IM me, because I'm down in Texas. They're up in Minnesota, and he airs the calls for me. I can also take calls here out of my studio, but I'm not going to do that today, at least right now. So just IM me, the callers, ASAP there, John, and I want to take calls this segment. I want to take 30, 40, 50 calls this hour. Because I've got Dr. Corsi coming on to talk about Barack Obama and the economy and a lot more. And then, of course, I got the Money Masters folks coming on for 2 hours, experts on the economy, to go over what the globalists are doing to us right now. The impending doom is now starting to settle in. People now are finally listening to me. People are finally listening to this show. They're finally taking everything that they heard us say in the past on the thousands of radio interviews I've done, the scores of interviews, I know it's like 50-something on Coast to Coast AM over the last 5 years, the scores of interviews I've done on Alan Combs' syndicated show and on Lars Larson and just hundreds of big shows I've done, thousands of little shows, and they heard me lay out how the bankers were going to implode the dollar and rape you. They've heard the expert guests we've had on cover it. They heard us tell you how they'd slip in National Guard and just announce, oh, they're not just going to fight terror, they're going to fight gun crime. that's now been announced in Chicago, just slipped into an NBC News report with the governor saying gun crime's so bad, illegal guns are so bad, we're going to use National Guard. And then the reporter added helicopters, so everybody limits it to just the helicopters. No, it's going to be on the ground. We've got these reports of, you know, hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins masked. I did track back the company and did indeed even get photos of them delivering them on the backs of flatbacks. It is outside Atlanta, hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins and their lids. We've got the globalists gearing up to attack Iran. There is probably no doubt now that they're going to attack Iran unless we get the word out and expose what this is going to mean financially. They've got propaganda polls out with 46% of Americans saying that they want to hit Iran. I don't even believe that poll. They have key little poll numbers they can call where they know what response they're going to get because you've got 70-plus percent against the Iraq war. How could you have 40-something percent for the war? There is just so much happening. And we don't, this doesn't have to happen. This doesn't have to happen. The people that are destroying America are in control of our government. And it isn't George Bush that's doing it. It isn't Barack Obama that's doing it. And we need to come to grips with that because we put all of our heat, all of our exposés into exposing George Bush for 7.5 years. And then then he leaves and in comes Barack Obama or John McCain and the New World Order Party just continues. And I know you, the listeners, know that. But the public has not figured that out yet completely. I mean, you've got scientific Gallup and other polls that show 9%. Multiple big national polls show 9% approval rating for Congress. Well, then how can you have another poll showing 43% want to hit Iran, 46% don't? Let me correct that. Still, that's close to half wanting to. I mean, I don't believe that. Or even if that's true, we need to reach out to these people and say, do you like paying $4.50 a gallon on average for gas? Do you like paying $5.50, $6 in some areas of the country, some mountainous areas, some remote areas? You know, it's $5+ in California on average. Do you like this? I mean, do you know what this is going to mean? Do you have any idea? And please don't tell me, oh, poor Israel. There's all these articles. Poor Israel, they just can't defend themselves. They've got slingshots, and those Iranians, they have special bombs to knock out communications. Totally made up. They've got nukes. They're going to destroy Israel. Israel has hundreds and hundreds of high-tech nukes and high-tech weapons. The Israeli Knesset, 4 years ago, one of the leaders threatened to nuke Europe if they didn't pay Holocaust reparations. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what you've got is a bunch of egomaniacs in the U.S., England, and Israel. Not the people of England, not the people of Israel, not the people of the U.S. Most of them are just like us, don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And the polls there, 45, 50%, depending on which poll you look at, are against going into Iran. In Israel, 70-something percent don't like being in Iraq, don't like the fact the U.S. is there. Same thing in the U.S. I mean, why is this happening? Because we have tyrannical governments that are on complete and total power trips. They say, hey, we've got to use the power we've got. We've got thousands of nukes in the U.S., thousands in England, conservatively hundreds of high-tech nukes and missiles and cruise missiles and bombers and fighter bombers and submarines and missile cruisers in the Gulf. I mean, Israel is just super high-tech aircraft and surveillance and everything else. And they're just saying, hey, we can go ahead and attack Iran, and when they defend themselves, we'll call it terrorism, and then we'll nuke them. Israel and the U.S. are saying, we will attack Iran with conventional weapons hitting thousands of sites, military bases, water treatment, power plants, anything that could, quote, aid the military. Oh, you could use a power plant that's powering, Tehran or any of their other big cities. You could use that to run centrifuges. That's a military target. And the Pentagon's released years ago what they're planning to do. Hit thousands of targets, killing tens of thousands of people, using DU bunker busters to spread uranium everywhere. And then watch their birth defect skyrocket. And if Iran defends itself in any way, we are going to use nukes all over your country. And Iran lays there and takes it for 5 years as U.S. Special Forces command four different, now it's five different, Wahhabist Sunni al-Qaeda groups. And I'm not getting into Sunni versus Shiite. Man, there are now Sunni people on YouTube and Google Video attacking me because I keep pointing out that they're using Sunni groups to attack Iran, that Shiite. I'm just reporting the facts here. Can you believe this show? I'm attacked by liberals, neocons, people out of Dubai, people out of Afghanistan are attacking me in news publications. I'm being attacked out of Saudi Arabia because that is another criminal group working with Israel and the United States. And I know it's shameful for you, you Wahhabists. You know, you claim you're fighting the West all day. You were created by British intelligence. And because you'd go in and overthrow elected governments all over the Middle East to put your Wahhabist former government in, you were hired 90 plus years ago by the British. You were hired by Hitler again, and you were hired by the British and the U.S. after World War II. You were a shameful group of people. I don't mean your Sunni brand of Islam. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not waiting in on Shiite, you know, versus Sunni. I'm not involved in all that. But just don't deny the White House admits, and you admit, you're attacking Iran. Iran doesn't have Shiites running around in Saudi Arabia blowing stuff up. In fact, I mean, if you look at the military forces of the Sunnis, they're a bunch of clowns, man. They're filled with British and U.S. and Israeli intelligence. And I look at the Shiites every time, and they're not. I mean, it was Shiites that beat Israel when they went into Lebanon. So let's just face it. Shiites are the ones that the New World Order are after. While the media tells you that the real threat is the Sunnis, is the Wahhabist sect of the Sunnis, when you guys are literally from the womb of the New World Order. And I don't mean your brand of Islam. I mean the last 90 years, your leadership is British intelligence. And now they've got their little satellite Israel and the U.S. God help us. God help us. Wes in Texas. Oh, Patrick's first. Patrick in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Now, today, I was coming off the BART train in San Francisco, and it was funny. Some weeks ago, they had this electrical outage, and they fixed it, and then they had some dogs running through, bomb dogs going through, and then all of a sudden, they had a bomb scare like 2 weeks ago, and now they got today, brand new surveillance cameras all in. What's going to happen next? Rudy Giuliani going to show up in San Francisco?
Like he did in England with the Mossad?
Exactly.
For 7-7?
Exactly.
Of course, an Israeli company running the security and then doing the deal with Visor Consultancy for doing a drill of the exact same locations being attacked at the exact same time?
Yeah.
You hear that, police? Thing? Yeah, well, here's the deal. You can LexisNexis or Google. But the really good service, obviously, is LexisNexis. I was just reminded by that by a caller last week. And you can find where the government kept mailing anthrax to other offices, but scaring their employees. And it turned out, remember that in 99, 2000? Mm-hmm. Hundreds of internet, it was the feds, quote, testing security. You know, they've had the Navy SEALs do attack drills on embassies and not tell people it's a drill and people freak out. It's the same thing, and then it's a cover. And yes, most of your bomb threats, at least the trigger bomb threats that then cause copycats, are the police. And they, quote, do it to test security. No, they do it to create the perception of terrorism to scare the sheeple into submission.
Right. And in England, they, you know, filmed the whole thing when they bombed on 7-7. And so when these new security cameras went up, I was like, ding, 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 here it is. So strange.
Well, in Canada, people have gone up before the legislature. In fact, I want to play that later. I sent that to you, John, and have eloquently told the government, we know you've hired the same security company that ran, you know, was in charge on 7-7, and if anything happens, we're going to blame you. And the Speaker of the Parliament just freaks out and just looks like he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It's incredible. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move quickly. Wes, Matt, Joe, Don, and others, your calls when we get back, as we accelerate towards three big guests today, as we look deeply into the economy. The New World Order plan to implode our economy by design, is going ahead, ladies and gentlemen. How do we stop them?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car.
You better make a count of yourselves out there.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Better get your head screwed on straight.
A crowd of people stood and stared.
Because this isn't a game we're living in.
they'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house of
law. I'm taking heart, though.
I saw a film today, oh boy.
People are now starting to pay attention.
The English army had just won.
And you know why? Because the dollar is starting to implode domestically.
A crowd of people turned away.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
But I just have to look.
You notice the mainstream media lied to you. They pacified you while they got their assets protected. And now they're coming in and buying up the entire infrastructure. All that's going to be left is black ski mask enforcers and us the slaves. That's the rear guard action, and they're done looting. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to... Is John, I guess, next? Or is it Scott in Arizona? Okay, Wes in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to ask you, what was your opinion on the Turner Diaries?
I never read the Turner Diaries. I read some excerpts online, and you know, it's from a white supremacist point of view, and they're, I guess, out shooting and killing people. I read some passages from Hunter, and what was Dr. William Pierce, who died a few years ago of cancer, wrote that, and I mean, really, I can't fully comment on it because I haven't read the whole thing. I would imagine you've read it. Am I?
I actually just bought it at a gun show yesterday in North Austin, and I'm reading it. I'm halfway through, and I can drop it off at your office when I'm done with it.
Oh no, that's okay. I have. I've read basically parts of it online, and I know what it's about. I mean, it's about basically an armed revolt against the government, is it not?
Yes, in as many words. It's a little more philosophical. It gets into the quagmire of what it would cause if it actually came to that.
Well, you see, I've got historical examples of tyranny and then rebellions and counter-revolutions, and I can basically just look at what will happen historically if that breaks down. I don't get a lot of my political analysis from fiction. I know the feds had their agent McVeigh claim that he was influenced by that book, and they're very scared of it. They are very scared of people fighting them physically back. That's why they put in a military grid. They're afraid of an armed revolt before they implode things. Once things are imploded and their grid's in place, they'll have their forces so scared they're ready to nerve gas whole cities, and then that's their plan later. But I'm not even advocating attacking early, because attacking early will also feed into what they're doing. We do not want to have armed conflict with the police and the military. The globalists hate them, inject them with cancer viruses and delayed bioweapon release systems. They write books about how they hate and detest the military and the police. We need to warn the military and police about what's going to happen. They're like the general public, complete morons, and on average, and they will laugh at us and giggle and snicker, but then, as they see everything coming true, they will finally, a lot of them, wake up and join us. And so I'm trying to have this collapse like the old Soviet Union instead of going into a mass extermination mode and mass graves and death and the government retreating into hardened bunkers and then using biologicals and chemicals on us and nukes on us, which they have said they'll do. It's in last year's Ministry of Defense. The British say that the U.S. and England are preparing to use neutron bombs against their own populations. I mean, they understand where this is going. They had to rob it. They had to do it. They had to try to take everything and fully rape the population. And now they're beginning to realize that it's not going to go the way they wanted it to. And so they'll just basically from the high ground. And folks, I'm not joking about all this. You understand, they're not going to give power up. They're going to fully rape you and force you to fight back. And then hell's going to be released. Now, we may be able to short-circuit their operations by just fully discrediting them. The best we can hope for is a Soviet-style collapse. I will repeat. The best we can hope for is the country will just collapse like the Soviet Union did, at least on paper. Anything else, sir?
No, that was excellent.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth, and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
It has been said that we live in a dog-eat-dog world.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
But people
get up, stand up.
Who have gone through true adversity,
don't give up,
occasionally, in human history, rarely, but it's happened a few times, say, this is how humans act, this is how people operate. This is the cycles of ingenuity and steadfastness and high mortals, then leads to milk and honey and plenty, and then decadence, and then corruption, and then wickedness sets in, and then societies collapse. There's been a few societies that were very scholarly and actually had elites that were virtuous and tried to spread knowledge to the general population. And they said, we must guard against tyranny. We must guard against the unwarranted acquisition of power by the military-industrial complex. We must stand up against powerful groups of men who combine their fortunes together for empire and domination. Because these elites could care less about you and your family. In fact, most of the time, they enjoy killing. They enjoy slaughter. They enjoy power. They enjoy exercising the ultimate form of raw power. They are the priest of power, as George Orwell wrote, always pressing on the nerve of power. And they have trained us to be these fat and happy, know-it-all, everything's fine, life is just one big vacation, there's no evil in America, it's over across the ocean, but you can't even find where those boogeymen they tell you about are on a map. You don't really know any of the details. It's just foggy. It's some guy with a turban and a beard. When the real enemy is the elite waging war on you. And again, I know the listeners understand this, but the general public cannot grasp, cannot understand how horrible it is. I talk a lot about these because it's a smoking gun of many. The IMF World Bank documents in 2000 and two get released. And it's the reason Joseph Stiglitz quit and left the IMF as their chief economist. Or was he chief economist World Bank? I know he advised both. It doesn't matter. The point is, it was IMF World Bank documents with them colluding together, the big private banks. And it was how to go into Argentina and other countries. And it was a plan they've been doing for over 100 years. This is taught in mainline history books. They just don't tell you what's going on now. How they would go in 100 years ago, 150, 200 years ago. Spain would go in after they'd turned loose of some of their possessions. They learned, why should we pay for the government? Why should we pay to keep our empire here? We can just pay the local thugs to be in control of the people. But then over generations, wealth would be developed in Argentina with hardworking, upright, very smart people. Or wealth would be developed in Brazil. Or wealth would be developed in Mexico by the population, by a certain sector. And so the elite would come in and hire one of the other elites to have a military coup to overthrow a government. Might not have been a perfect government, but it was better than what the elites were going to put in because they wanted vertical integration. You'll hear that now in the corporate globalization. That means an up-down system with the haves and the have-nots. And they would come in, and then the last 100 years they learned how to give Bank of England loans or other big imperial bank loans, German imperial bank loans, Dutch imperial bank loans. But it was a fraud. The banks didn't want to have the countries be independent. They didn't want countries in the Bahamas or the Caribbean or Africa to be independent. They would come in and say, here's the deal. We're going to give you, let's say this was 100 years ago, you can look at the loan sizes, $50 million, $100 million, equivalent of $50, $100 billion or more today. But here's the deal. We want you to go spend the money with our British East India Company or a handful of other companies we've got to build warehouses, buildings, to buy ships from us. So that's one part of the scam. But then here's the other part. We don't want you to pay back the debt. We want you to spend almost all the money and then not pay back any of the debt, and you get to keep the debt, and then before you implode the economy and leave and you allow us to put in a military coup, you will set sail a month before, and then you'll have your $10 million waiting for you in your Swiss bank account or your Luxembourg account or your British account or your U.S. or Spanish or Portuguese account or Monte Carlo account, and then they would leave. And then they would leave behind the military guard, knowing how the scam worked. They would then put in a new leader who was really part of the same group. They would blame the guy that fled, and the new guy would get up and say, this is just horrible and terrible. We've got to have emergency reorganization, and I'm sorry, the middle class we've developed, you have to give your land over because we signed it over. It's forfeit. And if you don't, we're going to send the army in to take it from you. And, of course, the army gets to loot you and rape your wife while they're at it. The local corrupt cops get to, so they go along with it. That's how you got Latin America. And the globalists are masters. They know that the Mexicans and the Argentines and the Brazilians and all of them are going to find out. So they know they're pretty sophisticated people. They've been screwed a lot. They're not like Americans that are, I mean, you know, Latin Americans just love me. Even though I bash La Reconquistas, they respect me and love me all over. I've just flocks of foreigners and illegal aliens running up to me because they know the truth, ladies and gentlemen. They just want somebody to tell them the truth. They want somebody who doesn't lie. And they've lived through it. And so the globalists are sophisticated. You don't think they blame the banks or the globalists. No. They blame gringo. They blame the USA. And what do they see in Guatemala or Mexico? They see the Marine Corps. They see Smedley Butler. the Marine Corps general getting off the boat, and they do see gringos coming down and grabbing their ports and taking over their mines and nationalizing them and then leaving after new puppets are put in. And so to them, yeah, it was gringos that came and took their farms. But it was just gringos getting paid a few dollars a week to come do that who got nothing. And back home, when the Rockefellers wanted the gringos mine or the gringos ranch or the gringos farm, they'd send in Pinkerton security to slaughter gringos too. Gringos kill gringos. And now the New World Order comes down and hires Latin American death squads and flies them over to Iraq to kill other brown people. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with money and power. And so let me give you the news flash. They're now doing that here, and the IMF World Bank plan talked about that. And I've been telling you for more than a decade, and I've been screaming for 5 years, and now every day I'm talking about it, because it's happening now, folks. And I want to give you a news flash, police and military and everybody else. Don't be like the elites, enforcers in Mexico and Argentina and other places. But you know what? You are going to be like them. You're going to go along for your 20 pieces of silver and destroy the country and everything else. And you'll be given an emotional, psychological salve. You'll be told, you know, that you had to do it, and you'll be given propaganda reasons in the news and the media. But don't you say you weren't told. And don't you say you didn't know and somebody didn't tell you. Don't you say you weren't warned. And you understand, you make the decision to do the gun confiscation and the work brigades and all the things that are coming to this country. They're certainly gearing up for it like it's about to happen. I pray it doesn't happen every day, but it looks like it probably is, sooner rather than later. Just remember, you knew the truth, and you decided to lie to yourself. And it was this lying to yourself, not just the police and military, but the yuppies and the good old boys and the people that think they're part of the elite when they're not even lower middle class. All of you, just remember you were told. Just remember you were warned. All right, I said I'd take calls. I just wanted to get that out there. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Karma, whatever you want to call it. It's all over our message boards at prisonplanet.com and on the comment pages, on the stories. All these Native Americans are in there saying, yeah, you did it to us. 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 Now it's going to happen to you. But see, it's more sophisticated than just that. The natives would come to the gringos and say, we want you to go team up with us to kill the other tribe. And so everybody was evil. We're all humans. We all act the same, folks. And there were a lot of wars that the whitey lost at first. You see? And then, yeah, by the 1880s, when there was only a few tribes, a few Comanche and Blackfoot left, that were still wild and free, yeah, they were hunted down. They were taken to camps. Concentration camps were invented by the British 200 years ago and perfected by the U.S. cavalry 130 years ago. Hitler wrote memos on it saying, I want the way it's described in this Civil War document from the United States. And so that's who we are. Let's just be honest. Now, I always say how great America is. Compared to everybody else, we have been upstanding. We've been incredible. More patents, more inventions. The toughest, the meanest, the roughest, the bravest. The whole world marveled at Americans because we were the motley crew. We were the pirates and the poor people and the criminals and the explorers and the tough stuff that came over here. The toughest people from Europe, the toughest people from Africa, the toughest people from the Middle East, the toughest people from China, the adventurers, the toughest people from Latin America, from Mexico, were willing to come to Texas, where Indians were trying to kill you. The Mexicans came, the Spanish came and said, help us, gringos, you kill all the Indians in Tennessee. You kill them in Illinois. You kill them in the Dakotas. We need you. And then Whitey came in, and the Anglo-Saxons ran around with a slaughter fest, fighting the Indians 5-1. That's right, it was about 5-1 at first. And then Santa Ana said, well, the gringos have killed all the Indians for me. Now I'm coming in to take it over. See, that's real history, folks. It's all evil. The Mexicans are evil. The whites are evil. The Germans are evil. The Jews are evil. It's all of us. It's who we are, ladies and gentlemen. The elites of the Germans, the Chinese, the Jews, the British are evil. They're cutthroat scum. They're scum in Mexico. There's scum in America. There's scum in Canada. There's scum in Japan. And it's time to realize that it's good people who team up together, knowing the nature of the world, to team up. The good people who just want their little piece of land and want to live their life and who aren't greedy. We have to always team up in history when things get bad and when the people who are greedy want to take what we've got and enslave us. We got to team up and say, you know what? We're not going along with this. You want the New World Order to stop real fast? You just don't talk to government people, and they're your neighbor. Of course, the reverse of that is you could talk to them and try to deprogram them. But, I mean, the thing is just really get aggressive with this information. Get in people's faces. Let them know it matters. And, again, I'm not saying the Germans as a people are evil. I'm not saying the Jews as a people are evil. I'm not saying that the Chinese as a people are evil. I'm saying, well, look at the Chinese fighting like tigers against their government with sticks and stones and baseball bats against troops with machine guns, and they're winning in almost every city. All over China, every 2 days, there's a riot where the police rape some girl or grab somebody for their organs. I mean, it's a very corrupt elite in China. And the Chinese people, unarmed, are winning. China is teetering on revolution, ladies and gentlemen. The states were waging economic warfare against all the areas that aren't central trade or construction cities. Again, it is the evil elites, and all of us are evil in one way or another. All of us are fallen. All of us do bad things. We have to be in a daily struggle against, but by the way, being good doesn't mean you're a wimp. No, in fact, being good means you have the courage to fight. Being good means you have the courage to stand up for yourself. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Who's up next here? Matt in Texas, Joe, Don, Robert, and Steve. Let me get to all those before I get to Corsi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're right on as usual. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, the first time caller, long time listener. Saw martial law rise of the state about 3.5 years ago at the draft house. And you gave me a copy of it because I only had $2 in my pocket. Appreciate that, man. It changed my life. Anyway, I really just wanted to call and thank you for playing clips from original Info Warrior Bob Marley lately. If you've ever seen the Bob Marley story, it's an old PBS documentary, Rebel Music, the Bob Marley story. It's extremely powerful. I watched it the other day and saw numerous parallels that I thought were parallel to your story. He used his music as his machine gun in the Info War. And he was awesome. So anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Oh yeah, no, I grew up, with my parents playing all sorts of rock and roll and country music, everything, but I grew up, running around in my diapers. I'm only 34, folks, but my parents were listening to Bob Marley in the mid 70s, right before it got really big.
Yeah, he's been on a big Marley kick lately, and just wanted to give you props for that, man. You do an awesome job. Nothing more to say, really. Everything's crazy right now, but I just wanted to call and say thanks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, there have been no societies in human history except for Switzerland. That's where the founders got the idea. Notice they never get invaded and they're richer than anybody else. You don't just have to have guns, you got to have explosives over there. Where people could be armed. I mean, everybody else has always been slaves. And that's it. I mean, you need to hate the government, distrust the government, dislike it. No, instead, the government's my friend. The government isn't your friend. And let me tell you something. Denying that they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines will get you and your family killed. And now they know a lot of us aren't taking shots, so they're putting in other stuff. Bastards. They want you dead. And when you die of cancer, they want to suck every bit of money out of you you've saved. Because they don't want you passing it on to your children. They don't want sovereign wealth. You understand? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to continue on what you were talking about before about people's mindsets. I think you are having a definite impact, and people are. I just read a Popular Mechanics where they were complaining about people not taking their vaccines, and they have to cherry-pick these individual little categories where, well, they should have vaccinated. But anyway, I also want
yeah, Yeah, it says a government mouthpiece, and it's like, look, this child got sick because they hadn't had it. Take the shots. We love you, God. Please believe us. We just love you so much. Drink the fluoride. We'll spend $10 million in San Antonio of government money to fluoridate because we care about your teeth.
Yeah, we should label all the fluoride treatments brainwash. But anyway.
Oh, we love you. Oh, God, the government loves you.
There's a mindset, though, that really annoys me. There's these 80-year-olds out there. And I want to thank Charles. Kudos to you down there in New Orleans. He's fighting the good fight, but there are some people that are older that say, well, I'm not long for this world, and they just give up, and they don't care what happens to the rest of us. And I'm just, what is wrong with you? You know, can't you fight? You know, at least I have the mindset that duty is ours, consequences God's. You know, I'm trying to get a mobile DVD burning command center going. You know,
stay there. Let you finish up quickly on the other side, Joe, then Don Roberts, Steve Helen, and others. There's some good news, too, on the 9/11 front. Oh, we've gotten the Bohemian Grove complete list for this year. Paul Watson's doing a big story on that.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Yes, we've been trying to
Babylon system is the vampire. No, the government's good.
Soaking the blood of the sufferer.
Don't listen to your instincts. Take the injections.
All over the country, they pay local cops to go out with mobile wagons, mobile RVs, and inject people as they pull up out the window. Now, I happen to know that's part of a federal plan to train the police for forced inoculation. That's even been in mainstream news. And that's why they've got a federal grant all over the country for police to take blood. That's to get through the comfort zone to prepare you that cops are like nurses. Because remember, you're wild cattle to be hunted down. And now they're going to give them little knockout dart guns. Oh, yeah, like the Running Man. Get that animal. Meanwhile, the officer takes his loving injection as well, like mother's milk. You know, if you go to the intellectual evidence, we can prove in the facts that they're putting cancer viruses in your shots and carrying out chemical and biological warfare against us all right now. But in your gut, do you trust the government in your gut? Do you want the shots? I mean, what does your gut tell you? Does it tell you that Babylon is the vampire? Or does it tell you that it's good? All right, Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen, I'm going to get to you, but I wanted to bring Burmese in just for a minute or two because the London Guardian had a big hit piece that was like sophomoric going, if you think 9/11 is an inside job, you believe in Pluto space aliens. It actually said that. That's why whenever I say Pluto space aliens, I mean that that's all they know how to say. That's all they always say, Pluto space aliens. And he actually said Pluto space aliens. No, he said, you believe you're the king of Pluto. So another big London Guardian article coming out basically saying it is an inside job. This is a big deal. This is the biggest paper in Europe and England. Who knows what happened on 9/11? And it just goes into basically saying, yeah, government staged terror. Burmese, this is a big deal to have mainstream news.
Absolutely. And he takes on those other pundits from within The Guardian over the last couple of weeks that have made fun of us. And he says, you know, if you actually look at the evidence and throughout history, conspiracies do indeed exist, Alex. And he goes into their tactics on how they like to call us tinfoil hat brigade, and it's all
Kings of Pluto.
Yeah, sophomoric.
It'd be a good name of a rock band.
It would be a good name of a rock band. But all this sophomoric attacking to try to bring less credibility to our position on the matter of 9/11 truth. And then he goes through, he's like, well, you know, the CIA did overthrow Allende in Chile. We have been involved in staged terror such as Gladio. And he goes over just a few separate examples. And then he says,
Ajax, Tonkin.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, you know, these guys aren't even really looking into the facts. And then he goes over their mindset because those guys always love to go into our mindset. They try to say, oh, we have to believe this conspiracy because
it's a religion.
Yeah, it somehow makes us feel better. And as I know, it makes me feel
in fact, one of their talking points all over is, they're so scared of men in a cave, they want to believe it's the government. They find that soothing. Oh, it's real soothing. Yeah, I don't want to think it's ragtag guys in a cage, which isn't, you know, that scary. No, I want to believe the things that runs my life and is controlling the vaccines and the water and the food are killers. You know, yeah, that's what I mean. There's no logic there.
Yeah, and he goes over kind of like this super yuppie mentality of total denial and how it makes them feel
better.
I had
guys calling into the KLBJ this morning and emailing them saying the dollar's not devalued.
Well, obviously they're not spending money then. They just don't know.
No, they're going to deny it. Lord Burmese, thank you for joining us. All right, we'll come back, take a couple of your phone calls, and get Dr. Corsing on. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Strike Force Delta on the front lines of the info war. As the enemy forces continue to bombard the slave population, we're able to free more of the slaves now that they're realizing they have shackles on them and are in slave pits. They're now beginning to see the enforcement grid around them. Even the mindless enforcers are beginning to unlock their brains. But it'll probably be too late. Burmish, you were going to finish something up there out of the London Guardian, which is almost taken from the show about how the yuppies go around. We're members of the elite.
He basically goes over how their view of official version is comforting to them and why they go for it. So let me read that. He says the conspiratorial worldview does have its consolation, but so does Brookers, which is the official.
It does
version.
Not have a consolation.
Yeah, I don't
talking really, about.
He kind of plays both.
This isn't about them. Psychology; it's about facts.
Well, in the previous paragraph, they talk about how Booker thinks it's a religion and blah blah blah. But then he goes, "There's a certain pleasure and drama in declaring that the world is driven by incompetence and error, and that things are more or less as they seem. You can preen yourself on how well adjusted you are, how you haven't fallen for the stuff about lizards or the Illuminati." You have learned to live without magic. You're saying, I don't believe in 9/11 conspiracy theories, but you are signaling that you are skeptical and rational and that you don't have personal hygiene issues. There's a psychological payoff for both the cock-up and the conspiracy theory of history. So he basically goes over how these people don't even look into the evidence. They just want to believe that they're better than us because they think
that everything's... But it's an absolute fact, the World Bank... And IMF, through the private banks, is imploding our dollar by design. I told you they were going to buy the car companies, beer companies, everything that's happening. All the corporations are moving offshore. And I told you they'd be having... I mean, now the National Guard just quietly announces, oh, we're going to help get guns off the streets. I mean, look, stop denying what's going on. There isn't time to screw around anymore here. You understand, you degenerate yuppies?
And he even goes over the CIA's...
You understand,
path.
We are trying to fight the New World Order from coming through that thin membrane and raping the hell out of you, and probably physically. You understand it's a dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest, absolute jungle out there, and the Republic has been protecting you so you can be a slovenly little coward? You understand that, you idiot? Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Let's read what he has to say about the CIA. It might well be consoling to believe that the CIA plots to overthrow of unhelpful foreign regimes, but it is also true to insist that, say, the CIA has nothing to do with the fall of the Guatemalan leader Jacob Arbenz in 1954, or the overthrow of Chile's Salvador Allende in 73, might feel terrifically sensible and sane. We can't always be seeing the hidden hand of the CIA, and there's no call for the reductionism. It is also, you know, wrong. So in other words, he admits they
well,
do
listen,
it.
Gary Hart comes right out and says, our government will stage terror attacks on Iran if you don't follow orders. Don't think because 80% of the people are against attacking you, that's what he said at the time in the letter, that's probably an accurate number compared to the false polls they've got out. He said our government will stage attacks and get the support. And then we go and interview him. It's in the new film, Truth Rising. And he says, yes, our government stages terror attacks. That's what I said. I mean, but we don't need Gary Hart to tell us. It's like 3 months ago, the White House press secretary, they're all asking her. I played the clip. Is it true the dollar's devalued? The president needs to tell us. We don't know. Tell us. And she's like, I'm not allowed to tell you. I'll be fired. Like, we can't go look at a dollar, euro, dollar, pound index. We have to, like, mindless jellyfish go ask if the king cokehead porn star, you know, enjoying Bush knows about it. I mean, what is that?
It's the willingness of the American people to want to be led down the wrong road, and they just don't want to face reality.
That's right. So you're going to get hurt real bad. And my beloved country in the it will, too, because you had to be a bunch of cowardly idiots. Now, listen to me good, scum, and listen good. Or I'm talking to scum out there that denies all this. You're going to get what you want. Your slovenly bastardism is going to help give you everything you want, okay? Everything you want. And they're going to give you more solutions as they rape you financially, and you'll go for those, too. Just remember when you are a lot worse off than you were today, and remember... When it's all around you and they're beating you up at a checkpoint, or it happens to your cousin, remember I told you, you cowardly, bug-eyed, jellyfish pieces of trash. They're coming for our guns, you cowardly, fake conservative trash, and you idiot Obama supporters.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to get him back up again in the next week because 50 minutes is not enough time to be speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, writer for WorldNet Daily. Because I don't want to just talk about Obamanation, his new book, which is very important. We're going to talk some about that and some of the great reportage they're putting out on him. I want to get into his take because he's, you know, an expert on it. What's happening with the economy? Haven't had him on in about a month. And also want to talk about some of the other things that the government's up to. The National Guard quietly announced last week with the governor, it was on NBC News in Chicago, that they're going to, quote, help fight guns, gun crime. The police are now running checkpoints with the National Guard helicopters. No one's covering that. I'm sure he already knows about it, but I want to tell him about it. Obama, of course, as the Chicago Tribune reported, we wrote stories about it, WorldNet Daily did too, said National Security Service. Now, Clinton proposed it, set it up under SecureCorps, and they've already been training them. So it's not like he's proposing something new. He's just introducing it to the slaves, and that is a million men at least. That's what's been proposed in the documents. Teenagers with M16s aiding the police and the feds and checkpoints as a domestic Stasi. You cannot make the stuff up this bad. Bush, of course, is hiring felons, aggravated felons for the military, both illegal and citizen. It is just all totally insane. As Dr. Corsi broke months ago, it was in Canadian papers after he broke it. U.S. general bypassed Congress and signed a NORTHCOM to use foreign troops in the U.S. I mean, this is all happening. We're living in total twilight zone. And yes, Barack Obama has shown us exactly who he is. He's for warrantless wiretapping. He's for attacking Pakistan of all places. And I have to give it to the left, Dr. Corsi. They're actually waking up to Obama pretty quick, whereas people in the right can't wake up to George Bush.
Well, Alex, it's great to be back with you. And, you know, you're right. I just can't believe, I mean, Obama here is shifting all over the place. And on this latest public relations tour in the Middle East, I mean, he's again all over the map. He wouldn't even be in Iraq today, as McCain points out, if because he hadn't supported the surge. He'd have already pulled out of Iraq. And now he wants to go and extend into Afghanistan and attack Pakistan. I mean, I thought this was supposed to be the anti-war candidate. You know, where's the anti-war nature? He wants to expand the war into Pakistan. That's, I think, one of the craziest things anybody could do at this point. Pakistan is only marginally an ally of the United States through Musharraf. They're going through economic turmoil. They've got a wild western section that nobody controls. And, you know, at World Net Daily, I reported extensively. I even republished the, you know, video clips from the cell phone cameras at Bhutto's assassination showing the assassin right next to her car with a handgun. It was clear in the pictures we published. And yet, you know, Musharraf has not investigated the Bhutto assassination. Nothing's happening there. And now Obama wants to go in and invade Pakistan. I mean, that's a clear expansion of a war.
And, Doc, our controlled media still says she hit her head on the car.
Oh,
all
I know.
The video shows her being blasted.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. The videos show clearly, you know, this assassin standing in the crowd, the vehicle being blocked in its forward passage, and the assassin who was, you know, well-dressed, he had a sports coat on. It looked like he had a military pistol, looked like a 9mm military pistol, came right over by the side of the car and fired off 3 rounds at close range. It was clear. And yet that's not been picked up and carried around the world or investigated. It's disgraceful. And I think it just shows how, you know, if Obama invades Pakistan, if that were his intent, we could destabilize Pakistan,
But wait a minute. The left loved it when Clinton was bombing with DU all over Serbia and bringing in the Wahhabist-backed al-Qaeda.
And I know, it's something I could never understand because, you know, the entire Clinton administration involvement in Serbia was on behalf of the Muslims, who were the primary troublemakers in the whole region. And yet that was never covered, even at the time. But, you know, on my new book, Alex, and I got to say, you know, your show covers books better than just about anybody. I mean, when I come on your show and announce a new book, like I did with the late, great USA, and I'm still grateful to you for covering that book. You sold a lot of copies, and you got the word out to your audience, which I appreciate even more. I mean, this new book on Obama, and it's under embargo, but I can announce it. You know, the Obama Nation, and the subtitle of it is Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality. It's being published by Simon & Schuster, and it'll be out on August 5th. In pre-sales right now on Amazon.com and on BarnesandNoble.com. You can see the cover and you can see what the book is looking like. And I'm hoping it's going to make a major impact. And what I will say about the book is that if Obama does not answer what's in this book, he's going to lose.
I know you can't talk about what's in the book, but we know what's out there. What is the truth about his family?
Well, let's wait until all that, until I'll come back and spend a couple of shows with you, Alex, on that.
Well, listen, Doc, and I appreciate you, but will you come on here first?
Yeah, I'll come on there as first as I can. I'll work it out with you. So that,
well,
like,
I mean, let's just set it up now. What about August 15th?
Oh, sure, for sure. The book's going to be out on August 5th. I think you want me on sooner than that.
Oh, okay, I got the date wrong. Okay, yeah, what's the first day you can talk about?
5th or 6th, we'll come on your show. On your show right away.
Right now, let's have Trey set you up for the 5th, right now for an hour.
Okay, well, I'll work it out with him as soon as we're off the air.
Okay, good. I mean, I already know a lot of the stuff. I'm just wondering, I know you always research and document things. I'm actually horrified to see what's in there. But listen, the elite that is behind him, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is the guy that created the Mujahideen to get the Russians to attack, had them attack the Russians to begin with. He's a proponent of government-sponsored terrorism. And I'm not saying vote for McCain either. I've never seen such a worse choice. The only reason I'm probably in the final equation against Obama is because I am afraid some nut may kill him, and then we're going to have race riots in this country that'll make the 60s burning down of every major city look like a game of poker.
Well, Alex, you know I've been writing hard against McCain, certainly for the last 4 years. I mean, I've opposed his work with Ted Kennedy on this comprehensive immigration reform, which I've always argued is just shamnesty. It's just another way to get, you know, to allow millions of illegal aliens to stay in the United States, to not close the border. The only thing I'll say about McCain is that at least we can argue with McCain. I mean, as hard as it's going to be, we can fight with this guy. The idea of getting a new idea in Obama's head, I think, is beyond. It's not going to happen. Even watching Obama the last 2 days, you know, he's floundering on over there in the Middle East. His staff was trying to grab on to Malachi's assertion that he was agreeing with Obama's plan to withdraw U.S. troops in 16 months. And that took one telephone call from the White House to Malachi to say, what do you guys think you're doing? They backed off that message very quickly. And they, again, make Obama look foolish. Now Obama's going to go into Germany, and he's going to speak at this column that is, you know, a monument that Hitler had moved. The Golden Angel Column in Berlin, which is a monument that was created by the Austrians to celebrate Prussian War victories going back into the 1890s. Hitler considered it the most military monument that Germany had. They moved it to between the Brandenburg Gate and the Reichstag, so it had a prominent place in his new Germania design. That
you're saying all of that is a message from Obama.
It's a message. Yeah. It's a message. I mean, you know, somebody saying that Obama staff didn't know what they're doing, picking the, you know, Golden Angel column statue and columns monument. You know, Obama's got to know exactly. Either that or he's a complete idiot, and I guess that's a possibility. But, you know, some of his staff know what that monument represents. But Adolf Hitler was celebrating that monument. He had it moved from the Reichstag. He had it moved to this prominent place where it is right now in these gardens. You know, the end of these gardens is the Brandenburg Gate. Brandenburg Gate is right next to that was the building, the Chancery, early Chancery building, was where, you know, Hitler was out the window when he took over the Chancery in, you know, 1933, and they had the Nazi troops came through, Nazi stormtroopers with the big candlelight parade.
Well, Doc, Dr. Jerome Corsi, new book coming out, Abomination, in just a week or two. We know a few weeks ago they wouldn't let him speak where Kennedy spoke. They wouldn't let him speak another place. So we know they were checking all the locations to see what their histories were. He wouldn't speak at the Nuremberg area because Hitler obviously spoke there. I mean, I think you can debate that all day. What you can't debate is that he wants a national intelligence corps.
We've been writing about that in WorldNet Daily as you've been covering it. This whole civilian core that Obama wants created, which is an idea that goes back to the Clinton administration, as you point out, would create this huge, it's positioned as kind of a domestic peace corps, but if you read what the group is supposed to do, it's kind of like a paramilitary group that appears to be, you know, of youth police supporting our police force.
Well, did you read the Secure Corps? It was in the Philadelphia Daily News first in 2002, where they trained with M-16s and warrant service.
Right. And, you know, that combined with, and we've been covering this in WorldNet Daily, the call in Chicago, which you've been covering, have National Guard enter in because the Chicago police can't keep up with the violent crime in Chicago. I mean, again, this has got to be a negative for Obama to run on. I thought Obama came from Chicago. You know, the entire Chicago being out, you know, whether Chicago's out of control or not, calling in National Guard to help a police function crosses some very important lines. I mean, this is, you know, posse comitatus. Forget about it.
Well, look, I've got the numbers here. Murders are actually down 3 years running. It is a high crime area because it's victim disarmed. The people are disarmed there. But this is just getting rid of posse comitatus. And Doc, my whole thing is this. It doesn't matter whether it's Obama or McCain. They're all New World Order controlled. And I think it's important to point out just how bad each candidate is. But Obama really does have a lot of fascistic tendencies. Here we go.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. So there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal, folks. Whatever topic you want to talk about, Iran, they're gearing up for that strike. The economy, Barack Obama, his globalist advisors. I know we got people holding Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen, everybody else that said we're going to get to you with Dr. Corsi coming up in the next segment. He'll be back with us on the 5th or 6th of August to break all this exclusive Barack Obama stuff. Not rumors, but what he can prove. He's very scrupulous about doing that. He makes sure that he does that. We appreciate him being one of our contributors here, and he's also going to be reporting for us from the RNC and the DNC. I'm going to be at the DNC, not the RNC. So it'll be great to have him there at the DNC and the RNC for us, because I won't be inside of either one of them. I could probably get credentials, but I don't feel like having a proctology exam by the Secret Service every time I go in. Going back to Dr. Corsi, let's shift gears in the economy. You're an expert on that without getting into your bio, as we've done in the past, or you can if you want. Give us your take on the deteriorating situation.
Well, I've started a new newsletter on WorldNet Daily called Red Alert. You can see it. It's a subscription newsletter. I'm writing it every week, and it's priced under $10 a month. We wanted to keep it reasonable. RedAlert.WND for WorldNetDaily.com. And I'm going to start with the housing crisis, because I've got an article on that today in Red Alert. And, Alex, it's much worse than people have any idea in terms of how bad it is now and where it's going. Banks today own 1 million foreclosed properties, which means that one out of every 500 households in the U.S. is facing some kind of a foreclosure or notice of default. Those are staggering numbers. One out of every 500 households is facing foreclosure or notice of default. Nationwide, housing plummets have housing prices have gone down 20% in the last year, and I'm advising people to take their home value when they thought it was at the highest, at the peak of this bubble, and to divide it in half. Because I think that there are markets in the United States that are going to adjust down as far as 50%, come down 20% already. That's a, you know, that if you thought your house was worth $1 million, realize you're probably living in a property that's not worth much more than $500,000. And that's at today's dollars, which are inflated. Also, the reason I think the crisis is not yet anywhere near over is that Credit Suisse is reporting that by December this year, 53% of the subprime borrowers are going to have negative equity in their homes, subprime being the worst category. But that percentage is going to grow, so that by 2009, it's going to be 63%, 10% additional of the subprime borrowers who have negative equity in their homes. Now, that's not going to stop until 80 or 90% of the subprime borrowers have negative equity in their homes. That means that this crisis isn't going to bottom out until 2010 or even 2012. And if that's the case, the drop in home values is just beginning.
And that is triggered now crises in every other market where people are losing confidence, people are living on their credit cards now, jobs are shutting down, all sorts of businesses are going into bankruptcy, and the exodus of U.S. companies offshore is accelerating.
And also, so many of these banks now are holding these packaged mortgage securities, these collateralized mortgage securities in their asset portfolios, that when they have to be marked to market, which eventually they have to be done, I'm saying that immediately, in the next 12 to 18 months, you could have 150 more banks, like IndyMac, failing. 150. And to stop it, to prolong the crisis, as it were, the Fed has, I think, lent out at the discount window or in these special auctions about $500 billion, about half a trillion dollars in credit and loans to these banks, but that won't prop up their failed assets forever. Eventually, somebody's got to take the loss on these mortgage securities, and when they do, it's inevitable more banks are going to fail.
Well, we know who that is. It's the American people who are going to have to pay taxes on the inflated currency. And then now you have all these foreign countries and companies and individuals dumping dollars, which is helping drive commodities upward. How long, Dr. Corsi, do you think till things really start getting bad?
Well, I think we're already seeing a crisis in banks that we've not seen since the 1930s. I wrote in the late, great USA, you know, my last book, I predicted then that we would have this dollar crisis. The dollar would be deeply devalued. The dollar, even today, is trading at about $1.58 to the euro. At that level, the dollar has lost half of its value under the Bush administration. Half of its value gone.
And by the way, other currencies are inflating. That means we're blasting past them. We'll be right back with Dr. Corsi. More on the economy. Your phone call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, nobody said reality was pretty, but at least you know the truth. The average sap out there has no idea and is running around sucking her thumb.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. And we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows the boat is leaking.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows. Captain Lad, everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets, everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose.
We were seduced by evil as a nation.
Everybody knows.
We were the apple of the world's eye.
Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful.
Give or take.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet.
I have read three of his his books. His book on black gold stranglehold on oil is definitive about the fraud of claiming that we're running out of oil and the greenhouse global tax system. And his book, Legarit USA, that we sell at Infowars.com, is the great thing to give somebody because Dr. Corsi is respected by conservatives and many others that really exposes how both parties are sold out, bought, and paid for. We have that available at Infowars.com, and he writes for WorldNetDaily.com, WMD.com. I want to go to some of your phone calls. So I know you've been holding Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen. You can bring up any issue. Dr. Corsi's versed on them all. But I wanted to have him finish up on what he sees time frame-wise, how he sees this breaking down. Because I have Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on. I have the head of the Newark Business School on. I have Dr. Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, on. Bob Chapman. The list goes on and on. They basically all say the same thing. They're saying 2 to 3 years till total hyperinflation and road warrior type scenarios, they're saying, are possible. We can just hope for a long, horrible recession and kind of turning into a third world country. That's the good side versus explosive implosion. I wanted to get Dr. Corsi. He's been saying the next 2 years or so, at least last time he was on a few months ago. What is your prognosis now, doctor?
I'm still within the time frame of the next 2 years. I think that by 2010, we could have hyperinflation. I mean, we're close to it now. We've quit publishing M3 data, which is the broadest measure of the money supply. That's not been published now for years, at least 3 years. And we've been printing money in the Fed like, you know, it's going out of style. I mean, there's half a trillion dollars that we pumped with credit through the discount window and these special auctions into the banking system. That's all just made-up loaned money. The dollar is at $1.58 to the euro. I think if we weren't supporting the dollar yet in terms of market manipulations through the Fed, which we're doing, the dollar could easily be over $1.60 to the euro. And I'm predicting the dollar could go to, you know, within the next 2 years, could be $2 to the euro.
Okay, you just said supporting the dollar. With one set of policies, the White House has been propping it up, but then right. With the other set of policies, and I've seen this in their own publications, they want a slow slide of the dollar.
Well, that's true.
As to not cause war on the streets panic. Okay, so you agree with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. Through the repo agreements and the other market manipulations that are being done at the Fed, there's attempts to prop up the dollar. But the major support we ought to be doing for the dollar, which is raising interest rates at the Fed,
yes. Is
not being done.
As bad as Volcker was, he did that.
He did it. He put rates up to double digit in the Reagan administration, and it was the medicine we needed to get inflation under control and to strengthen the dollar. It set up the expansion of the 1990s. This is doing the exact opposite. We're holding, our Fed is holding, discount rates at 2%, while the European Central Bank has interest rates at 4.25%.
But see, that makes people, for those that don't know, buy foreign securities, not ours.
And go into foreign currency. They go, you know, the foreign currency markets are moving into the euro.
Let me ask you just a more of a, not an academic question, but a more boots on the ground question, just as an observation, an intelligence observation. Austin's the richest city in the U.S. per capita, you know,
right. For
its size. Most of the really rich billionaires that I either know or have connections to have left. I mean, left the country a couple years ago saying it's going to fully collapse. That's why I was telling people one of the reasons. I read about it, too, and, you know, Dick Cheney buying a house in Dubai and Blackwater moving outside the country and Halliburton leaving, and everybody's leaving, Anheuser-Busch being bought. I mean, what does that signal? I was reading the top billionaires in Israel have all moved out and completely pulled up stakes and gone to London. What's going on?
Well, the only solution we have right now to the asset crisis going on, you know, the banks having to borrow their assets from the Federal Reserve, the discount window and these auctions, is new capital. And the new capital is going to, you know, essentially we're at the stage where the USA is going to be up for sale. That's the next phase of this crisis.
Oh, yeah.
The dollar is going to continue to depreciate. We've had a devaluation under Bush. It just hasn't been announced. People are going to see dramatically increasing food prices. I mean, by the end of this year, which is only, you know, a few months, they're going to see dramatically increasing food prices.
It's just now started. I mean, they could... is it correct, sir, that normally, and maybe we can talk about why normally we see inflation hit the country that's had the inflation last, you feel it outside first with that currency, and then last, but overnight we see it climbing?
Well, it's also in part because the Fed is, you know, the statistics have lied for so long. They can't keep food and energy out of core inflation any longer because they've increased at these current rates for so long, they have to now be considered part of core inflation.
And then they exponentially, with energy, make every other sector go up.
That's exactly right. If we were measuring inflation the way we did in the 70s, we'd probably have to admit to double-digit inflation today.
What is it, about 13?
It'd be about somewhere between 11 and 13% that we'd have to admit to. And with energy prices going up, as you point out, that's got a spillover effect to every possible thing. It's going to impact food first. That's where you're going to see it first. And food prices are going to increase dramatically.
Because that's a commodity and tied into energy, so it's a double whammy.
Exactly, both in the production and the delivery. You know, energy to produce the food, energy to deliver the food. And for both reasons, energy, food prices, and also throw in that we're now using 25% of our corn production for ethanol, and that puts pressure on food prices worldwide. I've written about that in WorldNet Daily. Even the World Bank is now complaining that our ethanol...
All right, let me ask you a financial question. I was on a local radio show for 2 hours this morning, the number one morning show, and they were asking me what to do financially. And I said, look, I only interview all the experts and have seen them be right over the years, and I know a little bit about economics as I study it, but it's simple. They're devaluing the dollar. The globalists debased our industrial capacity, so this was the perfect setup to buy us up. Now we're in the, you know, receivership end, or as you just put it, a more
USA
succinct,
for sale.
USA for sale, you know, late great USA here. I said, I don't know what to tell you to do. I mean, obviously, gold, silver, you know, that's only going to go up as the dollar dies. But at a certain point, what about food, housing? I mean, what do you do if you've got a $600,000 house that you know is really only worth $300,000, and that, as you said, it inflated numbers, so more like $100,000 or $200,000 what you bought it for? What do you do? I mean, let's take an average person, let's say, with $100,000 in savings and a $500,000 house with two SUVs and one kid in college and one in high school, and they're getting near retirement. I mean, what does that person do? Or what does somebody like me do that has a company with a bunch of employees and almost all my money is just sitting there as capital to run the company? Because, you know, I don't really run this company to make profits. I run it to get the message out. What do I do? Is it safe in the banks? I mean, you see what I'm saying.
Well, the first thing people have got to do is protect their primary residential real estate. They got to make sure that they're not going to lose their homes. You know, that's why I say get a realistic handle on what your market value of your current home is, even if you have to divide what you thought it was worth by half, and make sure your mortgage is paid down to under that level.
Okay, explain to people, because they can come sometimes and demand the note off or grab it?
They can demand the note. There's a variety of things that could be done, or you could hit a hard time when you're not as readily able to come up with the mortgage payments. And you don't want to be in a situation ever where you're underwater, where your mortgage is worth more than the resale value of your home.
Okay, well, I'm already in that position.
Okay.
And again, I'm not out here running around shopping for big houses. I just have a moderate house as somewhat of an investment. And then, you know, Austin's been a, quote, hot market for years.
Do what you can to pay down the mortgage. It's got to be a first strategy. Second strategy is get rid of your credit card debt. You rip up your, cut your credit cards in half, pay them off. Don't use credit cards except for a payment mechanism. Don't start living on your credit card. People use credit cards.
So use it as cash. Pay it back 100% each month. Yeah.
Pay it back 100% each month, because otherwise you're going to get, you know, people who are paying using credit cards to pay credit cards, like taking a drink in the morning to get sober. It doesn't work. If you've got a hangover and you have to have a Bloody Mary, you've got an alcohol problem. You're not getting sober.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what people have got to realize. They can't live on credit anymore. That's going to be... that's bankruptcy.
But that's what the banks are doing, is they create all this out of fiat, but then leave the country on this. This is how it works, folks.
That's why I say we're into a crisis like the Depression, because, you know, even when the savings and loans failed,
there's no job, and they're going to run out of credit.
Yes, and, the you know, this is going to impact people's primary residential real estate. When you've got a million people where the banks own their homes, and you've got one out of every 500 homes in the United States that's under foreclosure, these are numbers that we haven't seen since the 1930s. Mm. The savings and loan industry went away. It collapsed. 1,600 savings and loans.
Dr. Corsi,
how
bad, because we still had industry and other jobs, one-crop economy of debt based on a fiat currency, how bad do you think it'll get?
Well, I think it's going to get, you know, I think we're into many parts of the country are already in deep recession. Go to Ohio, go to Michigan. The jobs are gone. The housing values are dropping precipitously. And I think, you know, the stages as this works out is first we put the U.S. up A for sale. Then the next thing is the globalists are going to come back and say the only way you can solve this is if you have a regional currency like the Amero, or if you have a North American market to compete with the European market. Having created the crisis, the globalists will offer more globalism as the solution.
And so they're going to claim remonetize under a new continental unit.
Exactly. Go to drop the dollar altogether. And late great USA, I predicted that we would have a dollar crisis just as we are having in order to get to that effect. I wrote The Late Great USA. It was published a year ago in July, this month, and I've been working on it for 2 years before then, constantly predicting. Go back and what I've written in WorldNet Daily, constantly predicting we were coming into this dollar devaluation crisis where the banks were going to fall into this asset crisis. I've been predicting the bursting of the home bubble since about 2005.
Now this is designed by the globalists in your research, or have they lost control?
Well, either they designed it, or they're completely incompetent. I don't think that's the case. Greenspan only produced bubbles. When interest rates were artificially held low in 2003 and 2004 at 1%, the creation of this credit bubble was foreseeable. I've been arguing since 2004, 2005. I'm still arguing today that we need higher interest rates. Not because I want to slow down economic activity or I like the higher interest rates, but it's the only responsible thing to do.
But see, what's dangerous is the bankers hate that, so what they'll do is they'll let us maybe put that in the day the market crashes and claim that did it.
Well, in fact, to a large extent, Greenspan did when he was trying to raise interest rates. Immediately they came off of that as a crisis, saying, look, we just burst the bubble on the housing market, and the economy is going into the tank. I mean, that was happening in 2007. Now we've got interest rates back to 2%, and it makes no sense at all today to have interest rates at 2%.
Because that makes the dollar plunge, which in the end decapitates us. The fellow that owns this network took a trip down to South America, down to Argentina, and he said they were hardly taking dollars. And, of course, if you were down in Argentina 3 years ago, they'd be fighting for them. I mean, when...
Go to Europe. Go to Europe and take the dollar to Europe and see how little you get. It's close to $1.60 on the world exchanges. You know, you're going to trade your dollars in at about $1.85 to the euro. $1.60 on the world currency markets isn't what you're going to pay by the time you get through changing your money person in Europe.
This is how willfully ignorant Americans are. I've seen them on blogs and things. They go to Europe and think, man, these Europeans are really stupid and pathetic. A beer is $8. No, folks, it's that you're paying with a dollar. What do you call that, Dr. Corsi, when people just engage in mental gymnastics to deny what's happening?
Well, the reality is, it's a hard one for people to accept, is that they say the currency's lost half of its value in 8 years of the Bush administration. That's dramatic. I mean, those are huge amounts of loss. And it's kind of like the little green frog getting boiled in the pot of water. Since we're being boiled in the water, we don't realize we're being cooked to death. As if you drop the frog in the same boiling water, it would jump out and survive. But we've now gone through this gradual increasing of gasoline prices. $2, okay, well, $3 we can handle. Okay, now at some point, $4.50 or $5, people are going to have to realize, hey, this is a sea change. This is dramatic. The same way, maybe not yet realized that the dollar at $1.58 to the euro, but at the dollar at $1.75 to the euro, people are going to realize it. So when people start going to paying $80 to fill up a gas tank, wait till you start going to the grocery store and you realize that $200 doesn't buy you very many, maybe three bags of groceries, and you've not bought any filet mignon.
Exactly. The denial is getting ready to end. In fact, I guess in a way it's kind of like the country has a fever. It could be healthy to throw globalism off of us if we're able to tell the public and the time we've got that the New World Order is behind this. Instead, the central banks want to create a new bubble, the green bubble, and they're even advertising this, saying it's the new bubble, the new exit point, out of this crisis, to buy carbon credits from the private bankers.
Which is another insane idea. predicated on the idea that, you know, carbon dioxide is a noxious chemical, which it's not. Plants love carbon dioxide.
But obviously, doctor, that's pure bull. But you know, my point is that let's go with their bull. Okay?
Well, okay,
carbon dioxide's a deadly poison. It's going to kill you. It kills plants and humans, and it eats the paint off your car. Let's just go with the lie. They've listed it globally as toxic waste. Let's just believe the lie.
It's more of a scheme for global control.
Well, I was about to say, even if you believe that, all the studies show if the West cuts production, it will simply force production of goods further to the third world, which have no controls, and then increase the devil gas.
The whole plan here is to lower the value of standard of living in the United States. Where what we should be doing is protecting the standard of living in the United States and raising the rest of the world to our level.
No, carbon dioxide is deadly poison. Doesn't matter if all the studies show it was 14 times higher during the Jurassic and makes plants grow and put off more oxygen and then mammals live longer and every other animal form. Doesn't matter if all the studies show we're in an oxygen-starved environment and need more of these life-giving gases. You're wrong. Global tax is good, and the dollar hasn't been devalued, and there's no North American Union, and my government loves me.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, we just had an incredible three-minute behind-the-scenes talk, me and Dr. Corsi. Sam, what he really thinks. Oh, man. Yeah, they're signaling to the world they plan to just bring this country down. They can save it right now. They don't want that. Let's go to Don, Robert, Steve, and Helen. He's going to stay 5 minutes with us, and we got some other folks coming on. Very interesting. Don in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I want to talk about the S-1959 Senate bill that's coming up August 2nd for and it's the prevention of violent radicalization of the homeland terrorism.
Yep.
This is the thought police bill.
Right. Yep.
And if you go down to findings, the third finding says the internet is aided in facilitating violent radicalization, idyllically based violence and homegrown terrorism process in the United States, access to broadband, constant stream, and terrorist-related propaganda to the United States.
And during the hearings, they show 9/11 truth groups, and they're now claiming that that I and others were trained as children in Afghanistan. I mean, they are totally desperate, and it's just over. The country is completely collapsing.
Yes, well,
Dr. Corsi, you want to comment on that?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, and don't remember that Obama changed his position and voted for FISA. I mean, Obama voted for the extension of these, you know.
No, we know Bush isn't. They're going to pass the baton. Presidents are titular heads. They're going to. I want all the leftists to understand. You've been against all this under Bush, and that's good. You better be against it under Obama. Go ahead.
Well, the idea that you know, the left thinks Obama is going to come in and before individual freedoms and reversing these laws, and every one of these laws being proposed or getting passed.
Yeah, they're smoking PCP if they believe that.
And, yeah, exactly. Obama is going to be for them despite his rhetoric. He's going to go with, just like he turned around and voted for FISA. I mean, that to me was a complete betrayal of his message and his base.
Okay, but how do we defeat this current bill?
Well, I think, again, you know, the attention you're bringing to it on the radio, the caller bringing attention to it, this is what we've got to do. We've got to get people aware that a lot of these bills are eroding individual freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what it does. To have the government saying they want to regulate free speech on the web.
And the internet, right. The internet is the key there because the, mm-hmm. you know, I think the attacks in the next administration are going to come on talk radio one way or the other and on the internet.
Yeah.
Because these are the last two bastions where there's really free expression permitted.
And they're going to tell the left it's about stopping the right wing, not the establishment right wing. It's going to be about shutting down real dissent, no matter what brand it is.
Expression of any alternative views that are not already endorsed by the global elite.
Well, they're talking about you having to be certified to be a blogger. And then they'll decide if you're allowed and certified.
What people don't understand is the free speech, the First Amendment, is predicated on permitting extreme views, permitting all kinds of views. You know, it just doesn't permit, you know, violence.
Because you've got your free speech to counter their bizarreness.
Precisely.
In fact, they'll say Dr. Corsi isn't allowed to write articles saying that Obama's a communist.
Go back to John Stuart Mill. The whole idea is robust, aggressive debate, which means extreme views are permitted if not welcomed. That's what free speech is all about. And the whole idea from Mills on was that in the robust court of public opinion, debating and arguing all these things out, truth is more likely to emerge.
Well, we've had the fake right wing trying to restrict free speech, but on the campuses, the left is really restricting free speech.
And, you know, these bills are all aimed at limiting free speech, limiting debate, and only permitting the orthodox pre-approved ideas from getting through.
And I want to be clear. I say we're not in a left-right paradigm, but then I address it as left-right from time to time. I'm addressing people within those controlled paradigms.
Well, and also, that's why I wrote this new Red Alert. I'm trying to get the subscription newsletter, WorldNet Daily, I'm trying to make sure at least some audience gets out the exact word of what's going on economically.
Well, you're right on target with the other top experts we have on, some of the most important people in economics in the world. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary.
University of Maryland.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live into hour number three. And hour three and four coming up the next segment. We've got the folks from the Money Masters film, experts on the economy, on the private banking system, to continue taking your phone calls. Right now, let's go to Helen in Florida, then Steve and Robert. Helen in Florida, you're on the air with Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of The Late Great USA, and coming up on the 5th of August, his new Abomination book. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, Dr. Ron Paul's message this week at 888-322-1414 states that giving a teenager with a credit card unlimited, that's what our government's operating on, unlimited printing of the paper bills, then there's something I really think possible. Is Dr. Tupper Saucy wrote Miracle Main Street about 20 years ago, and he showed that this one woman went into Kmart, and she bought about $80 worth of products, refused to pay the state income tax because the Constitution says they shall accept no payment other than gold or silver. She'd make me break the Constitution. He won. Now, this is my Walter Mitty dream. Everybody could spread this message. If some particular weekend could be set up for everyone in the nation who's knowledgeable and has the courage to go into a Walmart, buy products, refuse to pay the tax because they're making them violate the Constitution. And
So let's take that much so far. First of all, I think, you know, I encourage people to look at Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul has had a tremendous amount of positive impact in delivering the message of the bank crisis, the debt crisis, the mortgage crisis. I met Ron Paul during the Iowa caucuses, and he asked me for a signed copy of The Late Great USA. I said to him, you know, Dr. Paul, you could have written this book. And he said he'd do, but he wanted to read it anyway. And I agree with an enormous amount of what he says. So I encourage people to do that. Also, secondly, on the credit cards to teenagers, they're expanding credit cards. We've got a debt level in this country which is beyond belief at all levels, credit cards, mortgages. Our corporations are running at a debt level. We have a debt capitalism structure that will not long sustain itself. And where we're headed right now is a debt crisis. Our corporations are not going to be able to borrow. You're not going to be able to get the same kind of home loan because in this crisis, the banks are going to pull back. Despite liquidity being available, they're not going to make loans. So we're going into a very, very tough time, which is going to be depreciating values, harder to get jobs, higher energy costs, and higher food prices. I see that as a crisis which is going to deepen for the next 2 years and is not going to go away quickly.
Absolutely. And Helen, I know you've been holding, but your phone's really bad. I'm going to let you go. Call us back another day when you have a better line. I could barely understand the last part. But I believe she was talking about civil disobedience. And yes, I don't want to get violent. See, I don't hate the police and military. If martial law comes in, I'm not looking with thrills towards having confrontations with them. See, I live in the real world.
Right.
I know I'm not bulletproof and they're not bulletproof. I've actually seen enough of my life to not like it.
Well,
people who haven't experienced stuff like that think they want to experience
it. I lived through the riots in the 1960s and was, you know, working, studying, and reporting on them even when I was a kid. A riot is something nobody needs to live through. They're terrible. And they're frightening.
Because lawlessness breaks in and the criminal element uses it.
And they're destructive. You know, what happens is people end up destroying property that's valuable to themselves. The tragedy of many of the riots were the damage done to the inner city areas, including stores, the African-American communities, and, you know, the poor in general were using to live on.
And then it spreads into their own houses and then...
It's terrible.
Further.
There's nothing positive about civil disorder or riots.
But if the globals are trying to put us in FEMA camps, civil disobedience is key.
Well, the crisis we're entering into is going to be one of the, I still say, one of the deepest crises economically we've had since the 1930s.
Well, Ron Paul said that last week, Dr. Corsi. He said this is going to be the biggest thing we've ever seen. Listen, I can't wait to talk to you August 5th. Let's set that up now, Doc.
I look forward to it. The Abomination, you can see it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble right now.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. I'm going to set you up for the 5th right now.
We'll get it worked out.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back with our other huge guests, ladies and gentlemen, and I promise we'll get to your phone calls.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert in California, Steve in Chicago, John in Ohio, Katie in Texas, George in South Carolina, Mike in Louisiana, loaded phones here. We're going to get to your calls in this hour. I know a lot of you have been holding a while, but it's all the same issue we're discussing really all day here, but how could we not? The foretold implosion of the dollar and the economy by design in a mass raping of the population. And we've had all these amazing guests on, I mean, the tops of their fields in economic, telling you that it is by design. The very pinnacle of economics and finance all telling you the globalists are doing this by design. Now, this is a fraud. We don't owe these debts. These were fraudulently created out of fiat, backed up by the credit and name of the United States. And today I want to talk about just how bad the Depression may get, when we can officially call it a depression, with our guests, who are both real experts on the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and filmmakers, and take your phone calls. But then in the next hour, I want to get more into monetary reform and a little bit more on how that would actually work. And so, because we can't just know that what the globalists are doing is wrong and predatory and designed mathematically to implode, to where all assets go to them, and then they have a police state that they pay to enforce it. Total domination. But we will get to your calls early in this hour and get some of those out of the way for those that have been patiently holding. And it can be on any issue because all issues feed in to the private central banks and what they are up to. Pat Carmack, one of the leading experts on central banking, worked in power companies, oil, banking himself, very successful. He found out about all this decades ago. In the mid-90s, he financed The Making, a film that came out a few years later, The Money Masters. And it is a three-hour-plus film, 1995, on DVD at InfoWars.com. And I'm excited that when we were on with this a few weeks ago, people ordered a whole bunch of them. And that's good because here's the deal. The public finally doesn't like the government. Before, you'd have one party in power, and they'd have a 55% approval rating, and the party out of power would have a 44, 45%, and it would basically be that way. And they'd fool us with one party or the other and these dog and pony shows and these conventions where you do have politicians fighting with each other over being managers for the New World Order, but that's it. It is a dog and pony show. It is a carnival. It is an elaborate curtain to shade what's really going on behind the throne. And now that's more expressed than ever. I mean, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago, we had presidents that were independent to some capacity, but still beholden to special interests. But now the elites really are unified. And a world of hurt's coming down on us. They've militarized the police, built FEMA camps, massed, you know, huge storage facilities of coffins all over the country, now confirmed. Rocky Mountain News reporting, you know, giant crematoriums for the citizenry. The government's tested biological, chemical weapons on us. They're capable of doing it at any time. They staged the terror attacks of 9/11. I mean, we're in a world of hurt, folks. We're in a world of, well, something else, but I'm not going to say it. Only by realizing just how diabolical they are and just how ruthless they are and really growing up do we have any chance. If not, I've had former top CIA analysts on. I have had, again, members of Congress on. I have had top White House historians on and Treasury Department analysts on in the last week telling you that they have analyzed the attack pattern, and it looks like this massive military buildup against the American people and the West is some type of Maoist or Hitlerian or Stalin-esque purge, hiring felons, hiring criminals, hiring youth brigades for the police and the feds and the military, the National Guard announcing they're going to help do gun confiscation in Illinois. I mean, this is it. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And they are gearing up like they know that bad stuff's coming. Well, we know what that is, economic collapse. They made it get us to rally around the flag, stage some type of terror attack in the midst of the deepening crisis to then say, oh, well, it fully plunged because of Al-Qaeda hitting us, and then get everybody to rally around them while we go into emergency reorganization and a remonetization towards the Amero or some new horrible fiat system. I think that's what they're going to do is a new fiat. I don't agree it's going to be gold back. That's being pushed, but I do agree it should be a fiat controlled by the population. I don't like the gold-silver system, though I am for you holding gold and silver individually. That's a good investment. But I wanted to just set the table with that and then not start off with monetary up front with our guest, but get both of their takes, both Pat Carmack, the maker of the film, and in banking and oil and everything else and utilities, and then, of course, Bill Still, the great narrator, who is also quite an expert on it, though he doesn't toot his horn. I want to get your take on all the announcements that are being made and the intensification. I mean, we knew this was all happening and coming, but to still be seeing it happen and feel the approach of doom, I mean, all the stuff we're feeling right now is just a, you know, fluttering breeze compared to the whirlwind. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Pat, what's your take on what I just said? Okay, we just had a phone problem there. Let's go to Bill Still. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. His phone just cut out. We've had phone system issues. You just heard my whole take on the martial law, the grid, all this being set up. What's your take on it?
I don't follow that. I try to focus strictly on monetary reform and how the problem originated. To me, that's a big enough problem. The rest of it, other people will have to take care of.
you don't deal with what they're going to do after they've fully imploded the society.
No, I don't, because it's far too difficult to estimate what's going to happen at this point if you're looking strictly from a monetary perspective. They might be able to completely control it. It might be out of their control as far as when we're talking about from the United States perspective. You know, at some level, internationally speaking, perhaps this is in control, perhaps not. It's difficult to say. There are far too many variables. I couldn't begin to predict where this is going other than definitely towards hyperinflation, where the government's sole purpose is to merely soften the blow as much as possible and lie about inflation. That's what's going on in my
case. Well, I agree with you, but we can look at what the gunboat diplomacy's been, what the banks have done in third world countries and other European nations, so we know what they try to do. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Carmack, the maker of the Money Masters. Before your phone cut out there, I think you were hearing my question about how are they going to keep us from criminally prosecuting them if this all goes into depression by design, and is that why they need the police state to make sure they can carry out their crime and not get in trouble for it?
Well, the way, first off, that they can avoid criminal prosecution is simply that it is the law of the land. I mean, much of what they're doing, at least in the economic field, financial field, you know, is authorized by either the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 or various amendments to it, or certain emergency legislation, much of which was passed either in the Great Depression or in World War II. So it gives them pretty broad powers to do just about anything they want in the economy.
So a license to steal.
Yeah, that's correct. And you'd have to, you know, to challenge it effectively, it'd have to go to the Supreme Court and they'd have to overturn existing rulings. So in terms of, criminal prosecution, that would be obviously a huge barrier. In terms of, other kinds of means of dealing with it, you're talking really about political activity for the most part. And there's various avenues that could take. You know, we talked last time a little bit about the fact that in the Great Depression is when you had these political movements which were led by Robert La Follette and Huey Long and Father Coughlin, which energized, you know, tens of millions of Americans to demand reform, and they did, in fact, get some, but then World War II intervened and stopped the reform movement.
Wow, you really do know your history. Most folks haven't even looked into all that. Well, in the next hour and 40-something minutes, we can talk about any issues you want. I do want to take a lot of calls for folks that are holding so they can ask questions just about, you know, the whole gamut of what's happening. But I'm asking you, Pat, from all the businesses and things you've seen in finance, how bad do you think this is going to get? I was asking Bill that, and he was saying, you know, he didn't know. But, I mean, obviously you don't have a crystal ball, but, I mean, what is most likely to happen with what we see with the devalued dollar and the rest of it?
Well, some of the things are, you know, fairly easy to predict, and others really aren't. And a lot of it has to do with, if this were purely an economic issue, you could make fairly certain predictions about certain areas, but it's not. It's interwoven with politics. It's interwoven with wars going on around the world and international politics. So there's a lot of players and a lot of factors. Some of the things you can, you know, predict with a reasonable degree of certitude are that as long as the U.S. government has a huge budget deficit, you're going to see the dollar devalued more than it is now. And of course, you know, right now we're running in excess of $400 billion deficit a year. And so you're going to see the dollar continue to devalue against the euro and the other major currencies. Because those nations are not running such high deficits. That could change, but in the short term, it's not likely to do so. So, you know, that's fairly safe bet there. What will the impact be on in some other areas? Well, we still have a large housing inventory, so you're probably going to see, obviously, continued decline in the housing market. That's probably not going to turn around anytime soon. The inventory would have to be absorbed, and it, you know, lately it's actually been growing, and foreclosures and all are adding to that. So, those things have obviously snowball effects in other areas of the economy. So, you know, things don't look good right now for the economy. That's fairly clear.
When we get back, I want to ask you if you see a soft landing in the cards from your perspective, filmmaker Pat Carmack and Bill Still, the narrator, joining us. The Money Masters is the film. You see this three-hour-plus documentary, you will have a master's degree in the original source and the continued greatest source of power of the global parasite elite. Your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. Oh, man,
we're going to talk about who owns the Federal Reserve, what it is, not just fractional reserve banking, but other forms of that, other forms of leveraging. by these elites and the impact of this monetary system on the family and ways to soften the blow of that solutions with our guest, the maker of the Money Masters DVD, the film, Pat Carmack, just the classic, folks. More important today than when they made it in, what, 1996? And then, of course, Bill Still, the narrator. And long segment coming up. We're going to get your calls out of the way first because you've been holding a while. We've been talking about the same issue before our guest got on. Then we will continue with our guest. But for this segment, what do you want to tackle first, Bill and Pat? Who the Federal Reserve is and the source of their power, maybe how that power structure works for people?
I think maybe we need to go over the basics, basically what our solution is. It's a non-gold and silver solution. We need to talk about what the root of the problem is, which is the fractional reserve banking aspect of all this, because if we cured the Federal Reserve problem, we would not cure anything if we did not fix the fractional reserve problem.
Okay, we're going to do that. I just don't want to get that broken up with calls, and I have to go to those. I was talking to Pat during the break. He was saying getting into maybe some of the, and we already covered the history last time, but who owns the Federal Reserve, Pat? And then you jump in, Bill.
Well, the national banks that are members of the they're members of the National Bank Association, and they're stockholders of the Federal Reserve banks in their regions. So there's five major banks that own the majority of stock in the Federal Reserve, so they essentially control it. And you're talking about, you know, Citibank, Chase, Morgan, Wachovia, Bank of America, and collectively they have over half of the deposits in the nation in their banks. They employ over 1 million people directly working for their banks. And they actually own the stock of the Federal Reserve banks. It is not owned by the U.S. government, and most of your listeners know that.
And that's closed stock, too. I can't go out and buy that.
No, it's just, by law, it can only be held by the member banks. And then those member banks appoint the two-thirds of the members of the local Federal Reserve boards. So they have control of the Federal Reserve system. It's certainly true that the chairman of the Federal Reserve and the members of the Federal Reserve Board in Washington are nominated by the president and confirmed by Congress, but they have 14-year terms, and the president can only nominate one every 2 years. So even a president that was resolved to reform the Fed couldn't do so until the final year of an eight years altogether. So it's almost impervious to any form of any of reform.
Plus, the power of the banks, the presidents are generally creatures of it to begin with.
Well, some of them probably are aware that they're beholden to the banks, and they really can't attack it, or their political base would rapidly disappear under media assault and so forth. That's probably true. Some of them may want to reform it, but they just know it. You know, as a practical matter, it's really impossible for them to do so. They have to be very heroic. They have to be prepared, you know, to go to war with the banks, like Andrew Jackson did. And, he fortunately survived an assassination attempt. Not so many presidents lately are probably that brave. And also the fact is it was a lot easier for him to fight it than it would be now. I mean, they've been entrenched now for approaching 100 years. So their media control and so forth is, much more pervasive and difficult.
And the public can't even find their hind end, in broad daylight. So, we're in pretty bad shape. We're about to break, but Bill, any comments on the ownership of the Federal Reserve?
No, I think Pat covered it pretty well.
Any other facets in this short segment that people need to know about the structure of the Federal Reserve?
Well, just that there is no other solution other than the Monetary Reform Act is presented in the Money Masters video. No amount of financial stimulation of the economy, no amount of pumping money into our economy is going to work. All such attempts are going to just fail and fail again. We don't have the political will at this point yet to apply the correct solution, which is what we propose, and no other solution will work.
Well, I have to say this. It is the best film out there about the Federal Reserve System, about the international bankers, Jekyll Island, all of it. And it's available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at Soli Smile.
The flashing chance and bliss, another kiss.
We have the maker of the preeminent film on the ruling class, who threw sleight of hand, fractional reserve banking, own much of the planet, and now want what little bits of wealth are left from the American people who are their ancestral enemies. Pat Carmack is our guest, the maker of the film, and Bill Still, the narrator. It's available at InfoWars.com. Recapping for some stations that I know have just joined us or listeners, Pat Carmack, of course, has been a banker. I've been involved in business, been involved in oil, been involved in utilities. Found out about the real monetary system decades ago and is now one of the leading experts on it. And Bill Still, of course, was a newspaper editor, found out about all this when a reader sent him some information and he researched it. That started his journey. So many of us started out on our journeys that way. Somebody challenged us with some information. We think it's bull. We look into it and we find out that it's not bull. It's the real world. I know we got some callers that are off topic, and I'm going to get to you regardless, but I know John, George, Kyle, and others, Mike and others are for the guests. So let's get some of those calls out of the way, and then we're going to get into whatever issues our guests want to discuss on monetary system, what we're facing, how it works, and their solution, which I think is the best I've seen out there, bar none. I don't just toot people's horns unless I really believe it. And it looked good to me 12 years ago, 13 years ago when I first saw it. Now it that I know so much more and have interviewed so many experts, it seems like the only way out. Now, because see, the bankers are going to bankrupt us and then always offer another solution that gets you deeper into their control. That's why we have to identify them. That's why we have to fight them. You can't just ignore this. This affects you whether you mow lawns for a living or you're a rocket scientist. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. You're on the guest with the folks from the Money Masters.
Yes, this comment is related, but it also branches off into your previous guest. I think it would be interesting to have Webster Tarpley on because I think he offers a genuinely populist, genuine leftist.
He's on next week. He's on next week.
Well, that's great because I think he has more than just a calls for austerity, cutbacks on the social spending, which you know the safety net programs.
Bankers only offered that to get us under their control and domesticate us. Now they're taking it away from the hogs because it's time for slaughter.
Right, but I'm saying under these conditions, austerity and cutback would be the hard landing that we all want to avoid. And I also wanted to point out that I believe that as we head into this mad war that these neocons want to bring us into, I think people like Jerome Corsi are really two-faced ponies because I've heard him recently. And over the years, constantly pushing all of the kind of ultra-neocon scaremongering about terrorism that got us into the war into Iraq. And just about a month ago on coast-to-coast, he jointly with the host was talking about Iran possibly giving terrorist nuclear bombs to plant here. And he's organizing some of these people that are he calls freedom fighters that you obviously show are nothing but CIA-run terrorists, Al-Qaeda-type terrorists. This man is connected, I'm absolutely certain, to the secret agents of the government, and he talks differently depending on who he's with. And
we bring on serious guests, and we just want to get his info on Obama. We're obviously going to be exposing McCain. It really makes no difference, and I appreciate your call, John. What about what he just brought up, Pat and Bill, the first part of his comment about... I mean, I guess that brings us to your solutions. What the bankers are offering, where does that lead us versus what you're saying?
Well, actually, they don't offer a solution. It's just more of the same. What we've got right now is, you know, our deficit's running over $400 billion a year. That's roughly the amount we pay on interest to the national debt. And so this gentleman was talking about a soft landing and so on, versus austerity and everybody cutting back and so forth. Well, the problem is we're paying $400 billion a year to the bankers. And what we have to do is to reform the system so we no longer do that. Put very simply, we simply need to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. And rather than borrowing the money the government needs to spend, the government needs to create it itself. The principal objection to that is it would cause hyperinflation. That's certainly true. So another law has to pass at the same time that raises the reserve requirements in banks from 10% to 100% at the same time period that we're paying off the national debt.
And by the way, love to say, you mean our government issues the money? That's how it's supposed to work. Instead of having private banks essentially be the government, now with their new fake carbon tax credit, the central banks want us to buy our carbon credits from them, literally taxing breathing.
Right.
Well, if I could quote Lincoln on that, quote, the government should create, issue, and circulate all the currency and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of the government and the buying power of consumers. The privilege of creating and issuing money is not only the supreme prerogative of government, but it is the government's greatest creative opportunity, close quote, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, but they've taken that engine of creativity and empowering people and turned it into an agent of feudalism and criminal consolidation of wealth. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, precisely, because rather than the U.S. government having that power, which is appropriate to the sovereign power, by the Federal Reserve Act, they've got Congress to delegate it to private banks. It's the very banks we're talking about, the ones that own the Federal Reserve. So those banks make our money. They create it. And so wealth's being transferred to them at an extremely rapid rate. And to solve this economic problem we have, we simply have to repeal the Federal Reserve Act or so reform it that power is restored to the government. And that can be done. It does not result in any economic hardship. In fact, to the contrary, rather than having a recession or a depression, it would restore us to economic stability really overnight, because it's simply the functioning of the present system that's creating this problem we're in.
Absolutely. Anything else on that subject, Bill?
Well, I can give a Jefferson quote. I wish it were possible to obtain a single amendment to our Constitution, taking from the federal government the power of borrowing.
Absolutely. Let's take another monetary comment or question. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana, then Kyle. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, guys. I apologize that this question is not particularly monetary.
It doesn't matter. Just go ahead.
When the people try to stand up against this tyranny, I heard last week a caller call in about a website, awrm.org, I believe it was. I don't have a computer. But my understanding was that there is in place legislation or some kind of whatever to go after the citizen militias and bring them before tribunals and such as that. Can you speak to that?
Well, one of the things that's happened good lately is, of course, you're probably familiar with the Supreme Court ruling with respect to owning firearms at home. Are you familiar with that just happened?
Yes.
Upholding the Second Amendment?
Yes, that also, after Katrina, I think they passed legislation here in Louisiana that they couldn't confiscate firearms during a national emergency. My question particularly is, last week somebody called in and he said he was active duty or something.
Well, sir, we just covered a bill earlier about the Homegrown Extremist Act, where they want to monitor and try to restrict free speech. But the government is a pack of criminals. They're illegitimate. No, I'm not aware of that. So I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to make an observation, if I could, about hyperinflation and what that could mean for gold. And just tell me if I'm wrong, if I am. But I've been studying hyperinflation and, like in the Weimar Republic and Hungary and so forth, when, you know, prices were doubling, like literally overnight. In a situation where you're already currently holding gold, if your debt is in dollars and, say, the dollar is devalued to, like, a millionth of its original or to what the value is now or whatever, couldn't you then, in turn, assuming you're able to hold on long enough, actually pay your debt off for, you know, pennies on the dollar?
Yeah, don't get confused. They're against a gold or silver-backed currency because then it can be manipulated because the bad guys hold the majority of it. I don't think our guest, and we'll get hear it from them in a minute, I wouldn't imagine, because I agree with them on other issues, they seem very intelligent and informed. We're not saying gold and silver is a bad investment or a bad hedge against inflation.
Right. I wasn't going there.
No.
Either, so.
Okay, good. So what is your question?
Well, the point is my interpretation of this correct? Is that a possibility where, you know, say I bought gold at $650 an ounce, which I did. Say if we do get into a situation like that, because the most I've heard you guys say is like $5,000. An ounce for gold. Now, is that a...
Well, that's Bloomberg. Bloomberg was saying that. We're not... I couldn't imagine it going to that. I mean, if that happens, it means they're going to devalue the dollar to nothing. But 2,000 is very easy.
Right. But I'm saying in a situation where we do have hyperinflation, even on the scale of what the Weimar Republic had, to where, you know, there were 12 marks of the dollar in 1918 to 1923 is... correct me if I'm wrong, but was not 4.2 trillion marks of the dollar.
Well, I know this. Zimbabwe right now has 2,000,000% inflation per year. Let me get a comment from Bill or Pat on that, both of you.
Well, the caller is correct. If you're in debt and you have hyperinflation and you have some assets in other forms like gold, silver, land, or some kind of commodity that's desirable, then absolutely you're a beneficiary of hyperinflation, at least in the short term, because you can sell those assets and pay off your debt for, in effect, pennies on the dollar. In fact, one of the motives and one of the reasons that you know inflation is not purely a bad thing is because the United States is a heavy debtor nation right now. So as the dollar devalues because we print more and more of it up, you know, we're in effect paying off foreign creditors for you know, a lesser amount. So there is a silver lining to it in a sense.
But our balance of trade isn't good, so it's going to be a worldwide wrecking ball to economies.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long
well,
term,
well, China's
it's a disaster.
Not going to put up with. They're not going to put up with this much longer. Somebody is going to cut the dollar loose, and then they're all going to fall within a matter of months.
It's already starting to happen. Oh, God.
And, I think both Pat and I agree with the caller that, commodities, gold and silver, are a great investment. It's just a horrible thing to base a monetary system on.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, and people get confused by that. I got emails when you were on a few weeks ago going, I thought you said gold's good. Yes, we're saying gold's good. We're saying, though, it is too easy to manipulate as the currency or having something based on that as the currency, because the elite know it's valuable. They've been hoarding the daylights out of it.
You know, there's this interesting editorial in the London Times right after Lincoln instituted greenback dollars, which, of course, was a totally fiat currency. But since he couldn't borrow money to pursue the Civil War, he had to essentially use the old-fashioned way that the colonial America did. That's just print fiat currency, and it worked great. But the bankers didn't like it. This was their editorial in the London Times shortly thereafter. If this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated down to a fixture, then the government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe.
Yeah, that's a famous quote. I mean, they cannot allow you to be free, ladies and gentlemen, or our nation to be free. You're absolutely right, Bill. And in fact, I've got an article here. The global economy is at the point of maximum danger. London Telegraph today. They say it feels like the summer of 1931. The world's two biggest financial institutions have had a heart attack. The global currency system is breaking down. The policy doctrines that got us into this mess are bankrupt. No world leader seems to be able to discern the problem, let alone forge a solution. I mean, when the mainstream media knew we were in this crisis a year ago, 2 years ago, they've just been forestalling the inevitable. And I heard one of you earlier kind of imply that, well, they'll just give us a soft landing by doing this. I don't see it as a soft landing. I mean,
they see that as their job, to try to soften the blow as much as possible. There is not going to be a soft landing. Make no mistake, we are going down a rat hole whirl, economic whirlwind that cannot be stopped. The only thing that can stop it is the Monetary Reform Act, is having Congress issue the money and bringing the fractional reserve system up to zero into 100% reserves.
But the elite won't allow that, because that would get rid of their power.
Right. They'll fight it tooth and nail. They will fight it. All you have to do is read what happened during the time of Jackson, how they deliberately crashed the American economy just to try to bring the political pressure on the president. The president held firm and he beat them.
In fact, they even tried to get the South to revolt that first time. But luckily, he was a Southerner, so he could threaten them and explain to them how they were being conned. But they were not as savvy in the South a few decades later.
Well, that's correct. And of course, the division of the United States was an absolute necessity because the country was getting too rich.
Yeah, Britain didn't like that. Pat, can you elaborate on the best-case scenario if we had good people at the helm, what they would do now to extricate ourselves from this certain financial doom?
Well, again, the way the system's set up at the moment, under the Federal Reserve Act and so forth, there's no way out. There'd have to be monetary reform legislation. And, you know, the essence of it would have to be that the government creates the money rather than private banks. So you're talking about, it's just unavoidable, as Bill mentioned, you'd have to reform the Federal Reserve Act and take this power back under the aegis of the government. Otherwise, you know, ultimately, I mean, what we're doing is what American individuals have done privately. They've maxed out their credit cards, and, you know, the American government, by borrowing so much money in the midst of maintaining a war and so on, has simply run us so far into debt, borrowed so much money that, you know, the dollar's collapsed. So they would have to reverse those policies. And at the present time, I have not heard a single government representative propose anything that would cure the present problem. That's not on the table anywhere. So it shows like this that have to educate the American people to generate at least, you know, the kind of demand I mentioned that did arise in the 30s. After all, when people get poorer and poorer, they want to understand why, and they begin educating themselves about it. And then when they understand what's going on, then they want the right remedies. And
so we've got to make sure that the remedy is available for them as this implodes.
And not a false banker's remedy, because they will propose a number of them.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you?
All right, let me, John.
Educating themselves about it, and then when they understand what's going on, then they want the right remedies. And
so we've got to make sure that the remedy is available for them as this implodes.
And not a false banker's remedy, because they will propose a number of them.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardio.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Make no difference what you say.
I'll tell you what's going on. The real world is hitting us upside the head like a 2x4. And this is only the start. You need to get the DVD. It's available right now at Infowars.com. It's The Money Masters, 3+ hours on one DVD. It is the preeminent film on the private Federal Reserve. It is such an easy film to watch. I mean, and I can say it's great, entertaining, and powerful. No, it's edifying. It really, it's just so well done. And it's a talk about Renaissance men, or I don't know, what's the term for just doing it out of the gates? Perfect, you know, first film they make, excellent film, classic. You need to have it revised, updated, Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And it has the Monetary Reform Act at the end of the film. You can also get that at themoneymasters.com. Go there and get the money, Monetary Reform Act, and also copies of The Money Masters, or at Infowars.com, The Money Masters. You can also call toll-free to get The Money Masters, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Last time, I don't think we even took calls. This time we're taking calls first. Then later in the next hour, we're getting into all the issues they want to cover and other facets of history and ways to protect yourselves and their take on things. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. You're on the air with Pat Carmack and Bill Steele. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, with this carbon tax, does this sound like you, like the superpowers are trying to control industrial growth of, like, third world countries?
Well,
kill the competition, so to speak.
Not just that. It's us first. Shut down the middle class. They state it. So your common sense is what...
industrial jobs are gone in this country, no doubt about it.
Well, they want that last 20% gone. This is predatory, monopoly, crony capitalism that we are discussing. Let me get a comment from Pat and Bill on that.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. This whole Kyoto carbon tax thing is aimed a dagger square at the heart of America. That's what it's all about.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. I mean, they state it. It's not like... I want new listeners to understand something. They've declared their hatred and their enmity and their wanton destruction of us, just like earlier Bill read that quote. Bill, read that quote again where they said, we got to destroy the free market system of the U.S. We've got to destroy their own government issuing the currency. If this is allowed to happen, it's all over.
Sure. This was an editorial in the London Times. It was right after Lincoln instituted greenback money, which is basically government-issued money, just like we propose. This is what it said. Quote, if this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated, which means perpetuated, down to a fixture, then the government will furnish its own money, oh gosh, without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. Oh my goodness. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains, the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe.
So they financed the war between the states. They tried it in the 1830s and failed, but got what they wanted just 25 years later. Gentlemen, we will be back in just 70 seconds for the fourth and final hour. Everybody stay locked in on the local AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, and the internet at prisonplanet.com. Don't forget, you can still visit the old Prison Planet site updated daily at classic.prisonplanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253.
All right, Jones.
Yes, sir.
The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need.
Imagine my frustration over the years, knowing who the New World Order is, knowing their fraud, how they got control of the world by buying off politicians and having them tell the public that their Federal Reserve, their Bank of England, was the government when it wasn't. To know they're behind the social engineering, the stage wars, the stage terror, they're behind it all. Their think tanks brag about it. They're behind the cancer industry. They're behind all the scams, everything. They're just a pack of hardcore, ruthless, bloody terrorists who are psychopaths. See, most psychopaths aren't like John Wayne Gacy dressing up like a clown or Ted Bundy running out in a, you know, in a yellow Volkswagen. They go and they want to wear uniforms, go study criminology. They want to get power. They want to become bankers. They want to become senators. They want to become generals where they can. These are controlled, disciplined psychopaths. And they just a wonderland. And then they've dumbed the public down. Public's running around drooling, literally, having no idea what's going on. If we are unable to warn the people about what's happening, they're going to do their purges here. You know, we've got this light at the end of the tunnel that our guests are offering us, and it's a great solution, Monetary Reform Act they're proposing, and is well-researched and reasoned and will work historically in the context of our current problems we face, current challenges. Or you got the other lot of the tunnel that is a freight train going to roll over you, going 100 miles an hour, and you know, where they bring in a police state to protect their criminal consolidation. Most countries are enslaved. Most countries turn into despotisms. The elites would rather have a giant mass of third world slaves than, you know, have a free market good system that's based on just weights and measures. We're going to continue with Todd, Rick, Bronco, and others, but let's start getting into any areas that we've mentioned that because I talked to you off air, Pat, and some you, Bill, areas that both of you think are important. I mean, you talked about individual things families can do now to protect themselves, Pat. You know, what do you have to say, Bill? Not just your Monetary Reform Act, but how do we help individuals now with what we're facing?
Well, to me, you've got to draw a sharp distinction between the fake solutions that are out there and the precise solution that we have developed. We don't speak in generalities. We know precisely what to do. This can be instituted even in a matter of weeks. We say the transition period would take a year, but that's just not to alarm people. In fact, you could institute it very, very quickly and put the country instantly on a firm financial footing and put a stop to all this stuff. You know, I just want to read one more Lincoln quote. We're about 5 months from the end of his life, when he saw how the bankers were attempting to destroy his attempts at government-issued money, he put it this way: "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned. An era of corruption in high places will follow. The money powers of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed." Because after all, isn't that the essence of our political experiment here in America? It's the essence of the Constitution, and yet it's never mentioned in the Constitution. It's the separation of powers concept. What is that? That spreads power, both political and financial, out very broadly among a bunch of people. That makes the government of this country very unwieldy, very slow. But that's a good thing. It's also very, very safe. Yet that's what democratizing is all about. And that's what's being destroyed by money being aggregated into a few hands.
Yeah, you want that separation of power. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I think Bill's really gotten to the essence of this. The separation of powers was to do precisely that. Because, you know, we know Lord Acton's quote that all power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. so, you know, the founding fathers of the United States, being quite well aware of that and having witnessed the negative effects of the concentration of power in England through the Bank of England, which they were well aware that was the vehicle for it, they divided these powers. You know, there were senators and congressmen and three branches of government, and they split it all up so that it couldn't be aggregated. Well,
that was to bind the hands of the avarice that was in the average man. They understood that to actually use the corruption and wickedness fighting with each other to make the object where the elites would always be fighting with each other, and it would take so much time to get control that people would die off, and so it was kind of a stopgap.
That's exactly correct, but they didn't fully understand money. They simply didn't understand monetary theory well. So there's some fatal flaws that weren't addressed, as well as they could have been in the Constitution, and that weak point is precisely where the bankers have focused. You know, they originally used Alexander Hamilton, who was, their agent in the United States. He was from Jamaica originally. A lot of people don't know that. And back then, you know, we mentioned last time, there have been five of these struggles against these national banks, central banks in the United States, going back early in our history, and the most recent one, of course, being against this cartel of banks called the Federal Reserve System, which basically united the major banks into a cabal to control the economic power of the country. But that's the way they got around this separation of powers.
Bill?
Yes.
Comments on what Pat was just saying.
Well, that's exactly right. But I would just urge that people beware as the political will amongst the populace begins to arise sufficiently so that politicians know that something radical must be done. There are already solutions that they, I'm sure, have as contingency plans that are waiting in the wings that they're going to roll out. I believe one of those is a return to a gold-backed money, and that's a false solution. Those people who propose a return to a gold-backed money typically speak in generalities, do not speak in specifics, because there really is nothing specific that you can do. Gold-backed money failed during the Great Depression. We were on gold-backed money then. That's not the problem. The problem is we have to democratize money as much as possible, which means it can only be issued by the federal elected officials closest to the population. Yes, they're rascals. Yes, they'll print too much money. But if that is the primary political issue every single year, how much money have you printed, then we can
yes, whip yes, it. Yes. We have to be in control of it or somebody else would. Hold on. We're going to come back to the full audience right now. Here we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing our discussion with the makers of the Money Masters film. Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Your phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to debate some of the different systems of monetary reform. Now, the public tends to think that monetary reform, that the word reform itself is good in and of itself, not that reform just simply means to change the form of. If you jump off a cliff and bash into a bunch of pieces at the bottom, that is a reform. Is that a good reform? The reform that I believe is going to be rammed through, because they've said it's the one they're planning, is a remonetize the dollar under a North American larger system, tying it into the euro, and then a world central banking regulatory expansion of power. And they're now saying this, as we said years ago they would. This is my prediction, not hard to predict, that they would say, we've had these problems with bad lenders. Give the central banks, the big banks, the power to go shut down smaller banks and control other groups and different types of lending organizations, and we'll fix all the predatory lending. And they run lots of PR pieces bashing little money cashing places and smaller loan sharks, but never talking about themselves. and that they're going to have a worldwide system where it's a basket of different scams they run, but where they don't even have a world currency at first. They just set in regions what they say that currency is worth, and then they inflate or deflate, but it'll always be inflate at their leisure for whatever helps them squeeze the domestic population, but also to set the foundations of a global tax and a global regulatory system. While they have the regional blocks, they're going to make you, and they've said this, buy carbon credits on what you exhale. Even the New York Times said a tax on breathing was the headline a year ago. And they're going to tax you there, your car, your home, new environmental enforcers, a new environmental guild to carry all this out. So I see that as the system they're going to push. Now, it is true that Ron Paul, who I agree with on 98% of things, you know, he has the kind of the Austrian school and believes on gold and silver because you can't manipulate it. And he says, well, it'll always be manipulated if you don't. The problem is, as our guests say, they, the globalists, own most of the gold and silver, so they can manipulate that too. I agree with the power of a fiat currency, but an educated public about it, transparent government, getting money out of the equation where it's just an agreed upon mode of exchange to accelerate true commerce and business and free market, instead of always allowing whoever it is to manipulate and control the fiat currency in private hands. But so if you want to talk about Ron Paul's views and disagree with those, that's fine, or add to it. I just think that we tend to get in a fight, you know, monetary researchers and reformers arguing about the gold system. I disagree with you thinking, Bill, that it's going to be a gold-silver system that's pushed. We're going to find out real soon. We have seen them announce it is going to be the regional system pegged and controlled by a new global regulatory authority with the private banks, not just controlling government and issuing currency and credit and liquidity, but now becoming world government, and then, as I said, phasing in the global tax through the carbon tax and also carbon credit and trading. I want to get your comment on that, Bill, and then Pat.
Point out that they have to disguise it so that it doesn't sound like a world currency. Americans will revolt at that. Nations in general.
Yeah, it's going to be a carbon credit.
Especially in America, they will have to disguise this tremendously. That's why I think ultimately this will fail, and they'll have to go to some sort of gold standard. But I mean, really debating what the basis of the monetary system is not nearly as important as other basic reforms. And I'd like Pat to speak to that. He's the expert.
Well, I don't know that I'm the expert, but it's certainly true that the nature of the reserve, whether it's gold or silver or some other commodity, or fiat, that doesn't matter nearly as much as who gets to create the money that base is used for as a base. So if 90% of the money is created by private banks and it's a fiat currency, that's no worse or no better than if they create 90% of the money if the base is gold. So a lot of gold, people who want to put in a gold or silver or some other commodity as the monetary base don't understand that, you know, that's only a small part of the problem. It certainly is true. I mean, there's something to be, I don't want to be totally against gold and silver in every respect, because as you mentioned earlier, Alex, like, private ownership's a good thing, because your U.S. dollars you're holding, your savings account, are worth less every day. So on a private basis, it's a good form of, you know, to have some diversification into gold and silver and even other commodities for that matter. But the fundamental reform that has to happen is fractional reserve banking has to be abolished. And all that really means is private creation of money has to be abolished.
And another example of that isn't just fractional reserve banking. It's banks or even credit card companies selling as securities bundles of credit card debt. I mean, that's another form where it's not just classical banks doing it now. It's just all sorts of groups running around doing it, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's new forms of money. You know, credit card debt has expanded the money supply outside of the controlled system of the, you know, fractional reserve banking. So it's just it's another scam. Private banks have created that money. They create it as debt. They let you incrementally add to your credit card debt, and they simply create that. You know, the government is involved in any way, so that should be abolished as well. you know, ultimately money must be created by the people through their representatives and not by these private bankers who are concentrating all wealth in their hands. Now, I mentioned last time the UN has estimated repeatedly each year how many people own as much as the poorest half of the world, so roughly 3 billion people. The number's gone from roughly 350 people a decade ago to around 200 people now own as much as 3 billion, the 3 billion poorest. That has to be stopped, and the vehicle that's causing that is private creation of money.
Well, I agree with you, but you know, earlier you were talking about how you have this cabal, or you have this combine. What was the particular term you used for the private group of banks that are the Federal Reserve?
Well, it's a cartel or a cabal.
Cartel. Yeah. And this really is a cartel. And imagine how dumb the elite think the general public is that in college and in school and in life, still, if you say the Federal Reserve is private and is a cartel, when they describe themselves as a cartel when it's founding, that you're told it doesn't exist and Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Now, the good news is most people now know that was a lie and a fraud. But I mean, that's how masterful these people are, is that we've now had a 98-year debate about whether it's private or not, when if it was always private, instead of do we want private banks controlling the issuance of currency and credit, which then allows them to buy up the whole economy. I mean, this is like saying, can Alex Jones call himself Federal Reserve Bank of Austin, Texas, and then I'm the only one you can get money from? I mean, I would obviously take over the town in a matter of years, and they have. I mean, so many listeners email me and say, why does this even matter? Folks, this is carnival show charlatans that have done all of this. So comment on that, Pat.
Well, yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz. You throw back the curtain and you see, you know, the reality is there's this rather weak, ignorant man who's really manipulating the whole system with smoke and mirrors, and that's what we've got. Federal Reserve sits on the mall in Washington, you know, along with all the government buildings, and everybody assumes, well, this is another government agency, and it's not. You know, it's privately owned, and it operates to maintain, preserve, protect this cartel, not the American economy. You want evidence? Read the paper about what's happening in the American economy. How many of your listeners are working 20% less than they did, say, 10 years ago, or 30% less? How many of them are less productive and so on? In other words, we're all working harder. We're producing more and more, yet we're poorer. The average American is poorer than 20 years ago, despite, you know, all of our great natural resources and so on. We have not had natural disasters that account for the economic situation we find ourselves in now, or this gradual erosion of the middle class.
We're becoming like the Mexicans, where they have triple the resources the U.S. has, but are totally poor.
Exactly.
We are getting a dirtbag elite.
If I could break in, you know, what the most outrageous single point that people could take away here is that 99% of the population does not realize that when you go to your bank and you take out a loan, which is 90% of the money in circulation in the United States, that money was created out of nothing. They have the monopoly power to just create it out of nothing and then have the gall to charge us interest on it. That's what the system is. That's why they're getting rich. That's why we're getting poor.
Yeah, and they loan it to our government. The government gives them the right to print it or create it on electronic keyboards, and then they loan it to the government at interest, and the government's paying over $400 billion in interest. Well, obviously, that ought to be stopped, and it's by the policy of obfuscation of this fact that the public's kept ignorant of it. How did they do that? They used part of that money to buy the media. If you look up the ownership of the major media in this country, since the 1920s, it's been owned predominantly by banks. It's almost exclusive now. So the only place you can get the truth about this matter is shows like this one on the Internet and so forth. But that's, you know, most people take all their information from either the major newspapers, magazines, or TV.
And now we're kicking the butt of the mainstream media. So the feds are coming out and saying, we're going to end net neutrality and basically shut down the old web. And you're not going to have websites. You'll have a few thousand establishment sites that you can visit. You know, they've now announced that.
Right.
God help us, man. We got a break here. You can take a few minutes off. We're going to come back and talk more about this and take calls at 1-800-259-9231. Todd, Rick, Bronco, and many others. It's just so amazing. The police are out writing tickets because they think they're broke. The government's broke. It's not broke. The banks own it all. We'll be right back.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I wanted to point out that they give the states unfunded mandates. Say the feds will fund it for 1, 2, 3 years, 4 years sometimes. And then after the laws that they get the states to pass with federal lobbyists down here say that the states then have to fund it. And so, you know, they triple, quadruple the number of police, and they're going to go out and write you tickets. You go 1 mile over the speed limit, they're going to do it. Neighbor sees you yell at your child, they're going to CPS your child. I mean, it's all of a predatory state. And in the international banks, you wonder how it could be in Germany or Australia or Russia or England or Canada. It's all the same law, same names. It's global. And when you read the Federal Reserve information, the Club of Rome info, the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, it's all, this is for the administrative convenience of the international banks. That's their words. And so you wonder why your school's a police station? You wonder why you're treated like a slave? They're getting their property in line. This is a plantation, and you are a slave. Now, it's all done by fraud. They just made it up out of nothing. But this is life and death info. You know, I can't stress Pat Carmack and Bill Still, you know, how this affects people's everyday life. I mean, the point you were making, Bill, about how the banks just make it up out of nothing. It's all fraud, and they don't want you to pay it back. That's where they get real assets, and people don't understand that. Can you explain that to them?
99% of the population, I'm telling you right now, does not realize when they go to the bank and take out a loan where that money comes from. They just made it up. They have the right to just make the money up and loan it to us at interest.
And that's why they want a worldwide cashless society, because then they're going to outlaw barter and other forms so that they can really reduce money supplies and really rape us. Go ahead.
Well, I've got a 1933 Franklin Roosevelt quote. This was a letter to a confidant. He wrote it this way. He said, "The real truth of this matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." That goes to Pat's point about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, one of the points Milton Friedman made about why is it that we should advocate, and Alex, you pointed out, well, if the control of the bankers is so great, why discuss, you know, these reform measures and all? Well, Friedman offered two reasons. One of them is, he said, it's worth discussing radical changes, reform, not in the expectation that they will be adopted promptly, but for two other reasons. One is to construct an ideal goal so that incremental changes can be judged by whether they move the institutional structure toward or away from that ideal. So there he's saying, you know, it may not happen in a huge reform act. It may be many little acts that are in response to public
sure.
demand. The other reason he says is very different. It is so that if a crisis requiring or facilitating radical change does arise, alternatives will be available that have been carefully developed and fully explored. And that relates to what else you said, that they already have false solutions prepared. So when things go awry, we're going to hear from the mass media and their experts a lot of false solutions that don't address this problem. But Friedman's saying, no, let's make sure that we do know what the proper solution is so that when the time is ripe, we know what to do.
Well, absolutely. I still think even some of the audience out there don't realize the stakes here, because these bankers are making themselves gods. Forget enthroning themselves. I mean, they are just absolutely on power trips. And Bill, the squeezing has only begun. Is it going to be hard for you to sit there and watch the people carrying out the execution of our economy, posing as saviors, being worshipped on television? I know that's always hard on me.
Well, I've been watching it for 14 years now. It's just amazing to me that it's taken so long to actually get to this point. But I had no idea that they could really pump so much money into the system before it collapsed. And so that's why it's taken so long.
Oh, well, they wanted us hyperextended. I mean, that's another point here. The whole system is designed to want to get people in debt. That's why when you're a guy working for $6 an hour in college, you get a credit card 3 or 4 times a week in the mail. But when you're not in debt, you get credit card offers twice a year. This incentivizes.
Well, not only that, but major banks are making big money off of this real estate run-up, and that's the major economic factor.
Well, exactly. But I was about to say, it incentivizes getting people in debt and making bad loans, which then the taxpayer bails out. Let's skip this break. Let's just keep talking right now with all the callers. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to skip that break, folks. I do that sometimes. I'm here for the InfoWars.com audio streams and the people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, the AM and FM listeners and shortwave listeners do not get to hear these behind-the-scenes interviews, but it's just too important to not waste time. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd, Rick, Bronco, and others. Todd in Ohio, you're on the air with the makers of the Money Masters.
Yeah, I have two questions for Bill and Pat if there's time. First question, I've been telling people for years that we need a debt-free fiat money system. Now, the objection that I usually get is that the government is so untrustworthy that if you gave them this power, that within a few years you'd have runaway hyperinflation and all these horrible things would happen.
But they have given the power to their private banker buddies, so it's even worse with no transparency. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Simple answer before you go on. And that is, yes, that's true. However, they are electable. And the current people who control the quantity of money in the system are not electable.
I think the biggest issue is education, because the public doesn't know how this works. And that, I think, is the first. That's why you made the film. But I'm going to shut up, Todd. Go ahead and finish your question.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the response I usually give to that is that the fact that the government is currently untrustworthy is that no more justifies keeping money issuance in private hands than it does turning the power to declare war over to private companies like Halliburton and Blackwater. What it does demonstrate is that we also need election reform. So my first question is, would you agree that in order for monetary reform to be implemented properly, that we as a people must insist upon a simultaneous reform of our election system?
Well, they own the electoral process, so, I mean, monetary reform would take care of that. Whether or not you have to have the cart before the horse, I don't know. I'd leave that to Pat's better judgment.
Well, I mean, obviously both should be worked on simultaneously. There's no reason to focus exclusively on one type of reform when more than one is needed. So, you know, anything that will make it a more democratic process, that's fine, and we should work for that. At the same time, we should work for monetary reform.
You know, if I can say something else, this, in a way, this boils down to whether or not you are a believer in democracy or plutocracy. If you believe in democracy, you have to believe that the electoral process can work correctly. And so, therefore, the elected representatives of the people should have the most important power of government, according to Lincoln, namely the monetary power, in their hands. If you don't believe in elected government, then you believe in plutocracy, which is the current system whereby the bankers make their own rules about how much money they can create.
Yeah, there's another element of it, too. It's, you know, not all politicians, obviously, are equally corrupt.
I'll tell you what, Pat, stay there. We're coming back out to the main audience. Here we go. It's very simple. We have private banking families, and not your bank down the street, the big banks, JP Morgan Chase, and a few others, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. That's who owns the stock in those companies. That's who dominates and controls that private stock. They are cold-blooded. They are predatory. And so we can debate what monetary reform we want. Their reform is more banker control, world regulation, world tax, on carbon, just totally going from out of the frying pan into hell. I mean, you know, getting deeper into their system, kind of like a boa constrictor eating a monkey saying, here, I'll help you. Let me just get your tail finally down my gullet, instead of the monkey, you know, trying to fight its way out. So we can debate this all day long. We were just now talking behind the scenes there for InfoWars.com stream listeners. You got to go to the streams, folks. If you're listening on another stream on the web somewhere and you're not hearing the behind the scenes stuff, you got to go to InfoWars.com and listen to those streams. We were just now discussing that, and I mean, it's a no-brainer. The central banks, the private families, own most of the gold and silver. It's a great investment. You need to be in it because that beats the fiat currencies. But the problem is, if they come up with that monetary reform of now, oh, let's get off that and go to this, that puts us right back under their control. Now, I disagree with Bill Still, who's a very smart guy, I mean, certainly he's right about that, and they could propose it, but I have already seen them propose the regionally controlled with a world authority over all banks and financial institutions, and to introduce you to the tax, oh, it's a carbon environmental tax that they don't want to call a tax, but you buy it from the central bank. So that's it. We know what they're going with. The next big global bubble that will be the final bubble is controlling and taxing all carbon that is put off by all carbon-based life forms. So this is taxing you to breathe. You're going to have your own a bureaucrat assigned to you that inspects your home on a monthly basis. I mean, it's so hellish. It's not my opinion. So when this all happens, don't say, oh, my God, Alex, you were psychic again. It's all stated. So we're having some debate. Are you still there, Todd?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, try to finish up your point of what you're trying to say.
Well, actually, I'd finish my first point. My second point has to do with inflation, which you talk about a lot. And I often hear it implied, though it's never really stated in so many words, that the problem with our current dollar crisis, monetary crisis, is that we have too much money chasing too few goods. Well, I happen to have a copy of the Truth in Money book, which is quoted in the Money Masters documentary.
Right.
And one of the key phrases is that... Are you still there?
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah, what I was going to say is one of the key phrases in there is that we have a, quote, built-in shortage of money, end quote. And the reason we have a built-in shortage is two reasons. Number one is whenever the bank loan is repaid or the principal of a bank loan is repaid, that money vanishes. It's uncreated. And the second reason...
Yeah, but that's why they always want more debt.
Right, but the interest, the money needed to pay the interest, is never created, and so if everyone got out of debt, all the money supply would vanish, but there would still be billions and all this compounding interest debt. So we have a built-in shortage of money, and so that's why I'm always arguing with people that hiking the interest rate is a false solution, because that's just going to drive the wedge even further between the outstanding interest debt and the money that's out there to pay it off.
That's right. Long term, that's not a fundamental solution at all.
Or even a partial solution.
Well, that's right.
I mean, yeah,
you're correct. And so, again, what needs to be done is that our money needs not to be created by private banks that we must borrow, so that it's created as a, you know, as with an equivalent amount of debt, for which you're also correct, there isn't also money created for the interest. So right away, there's a shortage of money in the general economy, because it's all bearing interest. You know, it has to be paid by someone.
Yeah, it's a musical chairs system.
Yeah, so we have to abolish that system, and it has to be created not as debt, but as the act of the sovereign state, and used simply to pay for the goods and services the state needs for the benefit of the common good for the general population.
Well, one last point, if there's time. In case you didn't know, somebody mentioned the Wizard of Oz earlier. I think it was Bill. There's a book out called Web of Debt by Ellen Brown. Came out last year, and in that book, she talks about how the Wizard of Oz, or the original book that was written, not the movie, was actually an allegory for monetary reform.
Yeah,
and
that's correct.
The ruby slippers were actually silver slippers in the book, denoting...
That's right.
Right. So
and
I
the yellow brick
that
road... Yeah, and the yellow brick road was the gold standard and so forth. That's correct. And by the way, Ellen Brown wrote an endorsement of the Money Masters, which appears on our website. But she's correct.
Yeah, she quotes the Money Masters at length in her book. So.
Yes.
But that's all I had to say. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take some more calls. But before we do that, we don't have time to screw around. You need to go to Infowars.com. That way you support us and the filmmakers. We have it for $19.95. And it is just hour after hour after hour. I haven't timed it out. Exactly how long are the two discs? I haven't timed it out.
3 hours, 23 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours, 23 minutes. And
can I make a point about gold-backed money?
Sure, we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, I just want people to know how they can get this bill. The Money Masters at Infowars.com, how the banks create the world's money. And I'll just plug it before the show ends, but people should know it's available at Infowars.com. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, well, for those who think that there's so much gold in the system that it can't be controlled, you know, Back, what, in the early 1970s, the Hunt brothers, they were not even major players on the New York scene, used the newly created electronic trading to corner the silver market, which is much more vast than the gold market. Two, you know, smaller fish down in Texas were able to corner the market. They had to change the exchange rules to beat them. So don't tell me that it can't be cornered, these commodity markets can't be cornered by wealthy individuals.
Absolutely. They do it all the time. And again, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, here is the film, The Money Masters. And inside you have the two discs, close to 3.5 hours. In there, there's a nice little booklet that comes with it. Quite a price, $19.95 at Infowars.com for the two CD set, the 3-hour, 23-minute film, and the booklet. I just want you to have this. And folks, of course, you can find some scratchy copy on the web, and that's great for folks that aren't in contact with a DVD. These are great films like Endgame or Terror Storm or my new film that I just put out that needs to be seen. It's so good on the DVD, Truth Rising, or the film that these guys made, The Money Masters. I mean, you also need to support those that are putting out this type of information. So go to Infowars.com, get the DVD today of The Money Masters. Let's go back to the calls here. Rick in New Hampshire and then Bronco and others. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there was just a wicked static interruption there.
Now, that's the way phone systems sound. The Telos Classic, one of the most popular phone system in talk radio, to let you know, because they're designed for fans of talk radio, it goes when you're actually... Yeah, that's just a standard sound that a Telos system in talk radio makes. Go ahead.
I was expecting a big Louie to come through the mouthpiece here.
All right, man.
Hey, Bill Still, it's a pleasure to hear your voice. Is this book, The New World Order, written in 1990? Is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, thank you.
That was the
first
New World Order book.
What's that?
That was the first New World Order book.
That's right. This is the first one I read, too. And I still enjoy it for reference. But anyway...
It beat Ralph Epperson's book out by about 3 months.
Right. Well, it certainly helped me a lot, and I still have it, and it's one of my permanent pieces there. Let's see. You know, that Monetary Reform Act, that goes back over 10 years now, right? That's in the end of your film. I've seen your film at least a dozen times, by the way, and I love it, and I've showed it to dozens and dozens of people.
Oh, it's amazing.
Everybody gets the Monetary Reform Act, and they say, okay, well, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, Pat wrote it about 12 years ago. Pat's an attorney, and so he's the intellectual brains behind this operation.
So, I mean, basically, it's one of the good ideas that's, in the run for hopeful reform someday, right?
Well, that's right.
Well, yeah, and never have we had such a chance at, you know, political pressure build to such a point where reform is now for the first time possible.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for the call. What did, how did Ron Paul, or have you ever talked to Ron Paul, receive your ideas, Pat?
Well, I've tried to meet with him. I went out and spoke to a conference of his in Phoenix, about a year ago, specifically because I thought he was going to be there so I could talk to him personally. We've visited his office. He's never met with us face-to-face.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks claim Ron Paul's going to be places when he's not. That's a problem out there. So when he really does actually come to an event, a lot of folks don't show up thinking, well, I thought it was another one of the events where they just claim he's going to be there. Let's talk some about the film in detail. Because, you know, we mentioned it's a great film, but for those that haven't seen the 3 hours plus and just don't know, this is a whole history and all the incredible interviews. Tell folks about the basic rundown of the film, you know, either one of you, Pat or Bill, and then break down some of the, you know, list some of the people you interviewed for this. I mean, this was, you know, tell us about the making of it.
Well, it basically goes through the history of fractional reserve banking from time immemorial, from the time of Christ, actually, is when we start. And it just builds a case. It's the same thing over and over and over again through history. And then when we get to American history, and you can start quoting Franklin and Jefferson and Madison, it's the same thing. They eventually, these people, there are people in every generation who figure it out. And it's the same thing, and it just builds, I believe, an indisputable case for what we're trying to put across, that the only solution for this problem is to take the power to create the quantity of money in this country away from the private bankers, which is the situation we have today, and place it into the hands of the Congress of the United States.
Yeah, going back even to the time of Caesar, there were, you know, there were patricians who, as Bill said, who they understood that if they could get the power to create money, I mean, you know, there's even you know, fairy tales about it, like the goose that laid the golden egg, you know, and we've talked a minute ago about the Wizard of Oz and so forth. It's people understand, and it's not a hard concept. If I have the, if I'm the only fellow in the country that can create money, and I can create it on a keyboard or with a printing press, then I'm going to ultimately control the whole country. So if what you're after is power, then that's the vehicle to do it. And people have understood this over and over again. As soon as they understand it, they don't want anybody else to understand it.
Well, tell the viewers, some of the people that, well, in fact, since you raised that, as soon as people understand it, they don't want anybody else to understand it. That's what's so ridiculous. If all the founders and all these different presidents and Lincoln and Jackson and wars and editorials and the National Banking Association 100 years ago saying too many Americans read, buy up the newspapers, dumb them down. I mean, it's all public to anyone who's informed, but then we have a population 100 years under their brainwashing who can't even find Iraq on a map but say kill them all. You know, they don't understand. They're the target of these bankers, too. And these bankers got sold on eugenics 100 years ago, so they're carrying that out everywhere. That's another issue I cover in Endgame. It's just, this is everything. This, and then to be called conspiracy theorists because you can read newspaper articles from the time of Andrew Jackson.
Well, if somebody
it's a pocketbook issue. The reason you don't have as much money in your pocket right now as you did 10 years ago is because of this issue. If you don't like that, then you should watch the video and figure out how to fix it. There's a simple fix for this problem.
That's what's so incredible is you guys really do have a beautiful plan, and it really does work, and it's what our government is designed to do. It's what's in the Constitution. It's what the founders first did.
And it's what Julius Caesar did, for God's sakes. That's what the Roman Empire was built on.
But see, we just can't have that. We've got to let some dirtbag scammers run and rule and make us slaves. And I know a lot of listeners are just saying, you're laughing right now. A lot of neocons are listening. A lot of liberals. You just can't wake up. The government's not your mommy and your daddy. And you've got to wake up that, you know, the Federal Reserve isn't your pally-wow. And you're just not going to figure it out. And so I just want you later to know that you know, sometimes I think we don't have hope, but we actually do have a lot of hope. A lot of people are waking up. It's just so obvious. Does it ever make you want to tear your hair out, Bill and Pat, to know how obvious and simple this is, but that business people I talk to, maybe you run into it, just can't grasp it?
Well, actually, business people often do when you explain it to them. But, you know, again, this money has been used to control the media. And rather than reading books as we did 100 years ago in this nation, and, you know, reading perhaps hundreds of books, if not thousands in a lifetime, most of the information we now get is from, you know, three or four news, massive news media. So the means of controlling the information to the average American has been radically made easier for the bankers, and that's one of the things that, you know, we have to deal with now is that the media is so limited. Now, fortunately, again, there's these alternative media, but they reach, obviously, a smaller percentage of the people.
Well, you're right. That's why we need more and more, I realize, as I said 12 years ago, Pirate FM, as it's known, Micro FM, you know, yeah. 10 watts, 100 watts, picking up satellite feeds of shows like this. But it's a handful of people that are willing, even though most of the time you never even get a civil letter from the FCC, as long as you're not interfering with other stations, especially in rural areas, it's very easy to do. They're not willing to step up, and they don't understand the animating contest of liberty. It's also exciting and fun to stand up against this scum. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Bronco in Toronto. Go ahead, Bronco.
Hello?
Yes, Bronco.
How are you, Alex?
Good.
Calling from Canada, I was just wondering, you were talking about the influence of the U.S. economic meltdown and the Fed.
You have your same private bank up there.
What would you say is the, or your guest, to the influence in Canada? Like here, I'm just seeing gas prices rising, much like in the States. You know, food prices have gone up. The real estate bubble here hasn't collapsed yet.
Well, let me tell you why. You'd think you're not on the dollar. you're on the loony, so why has it gone from below the dollar, past the dollar, you know, parity, and now past it? About 70% of the fuel increase is dollar devaluation, and the rest is speculation on dollar fears. You see, worldwide, everyone's rushing into commodities because the world reserve currency is dying, and everybody's trying to quietly get out of their dollars before it collapses. And so that's the main thing driving that, and that's what's hurting your economy. But
speak to this Canadian guy?
Yeah.
You know, there's a great Canadian who discovered the truth. His name was Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y McGeer, in about 1935. He was in the Parliament, and he fought the bank tooth and nail. And just go to Google and look up Jerry McGeer and some of his quotes. He was a wonderful Canadian, and he knew the truth. This is one of his quotes. They were the men interested in the establishment of the gold standard and the right of the bankers to manage the currency and credit of every nation in the world. With Lincoln out of the way, they were able to proceed with that plan and did proceed with it in the United States. Within 8 years after Lincoln's assassination, silver was demonetized, and the gold standard money system was set up in the United States. And he goes on and on. He was so right on.
Stay there. Stay there, Bronco. I want to let you talk some more during this behind-the-scenes segment, only for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Okay, then we're going to come back in the final segment for everybody else, but this is too important to skip. Get over there right now to the InfoWars.com streams, folks. All right, here we go. Okay, Bronco, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, I was just going to mention that I've seen the movie and the documentary. It was really, really good. I've seen your documentary, your new one. I was just going to state the fact that I remember in the documentary it mentioned Nathan Rothschild, and he said he doesn't really care who the political leaders of a country are as long as he's in charge.
Yeah, as long as he gets to control the money issued.
Pardon me?
Correct. As long as he gets to control the quantity
That's
of money.
Right.
Yeah.
We've had a radio talk show host up here in Toronto. His name's Richard Serrett. He's talked about this, too. I think you've been on his show, Alex, before. He brought this whole issue up, too.
I've been everywhere, man. Like
currencies.
I've been everywhere, man, like the Johnny Cash song goes.
Yeah.
I've been on Serrett's show, I think, about 10 times over the years. Good guy. You're under the same. But listen, if you appreciated the Money Masters, if you appreciated Truth Rising, well, you didn't give me your review of Truth Rising. What'd you think of it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Well, here's the deal. My film's all free on Google, and I want you to use it and see it. But at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can burn high-quality ones to disc and give them to people. So go there or get the DVDs at InfoWars.com. Get the Money Master. Show it to people. I mean,
I do. Believe me, I do.
Good, good.
I was just going to ask you, what other movies are you coming out with? What other documentaries are you working on?
I'm doing one on the mass extermination program from all their documents, kind of an endgame, too, I'm not sure, where we just show all the chemical, biological, radiological, declassified tests, grabbing foster children, frying them in radiation chambers, murdering Native Americans, sterilizing them, sterilizing Native Americans, killing, what's in your news, killing young children on the Native American reservations under eugenics operations through the church in Canada. Just so people understand that this is that the bankers, do you expect me to talk, Mr. Bond? No, we expect you to die. I mean, this is all the way. This is full, you know, full metal jacket death. And I'm working on that. Also, one on JFK. The case is basically closed, just showing how they killed him, why they did it. And that goes into the bankers and the Federal Reserve as well. So that's kind of a Federal Reserve slash JFK, but inter JFK, really kind of Federal Reserve. But that's cinema verite, like Truth Rising, no voiceover, no nothing, just a pure film, you just saw with Truth Rising. But thank you so much for the call, my friend. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to come back to the main broadcast with only a few minutes left, and I appreciate you spending an hour and 50 minutes with us today. And in a few months, I want to get you back up again to track what's happening with the economy, and I can only commend both Pat and Bill. Gentlemen, it's. I hope you've enjoyed talking to our audience.
Yeah,
we haven't. Thank you so much for having us on.
You bet. We're not done yet, though. One more rodeo. Here we go.
The unions are big business men,
and they're going down like the dinosaur. Yeah.
Why used to grow food in Kansas? Then they want to grow it on the moon.
They used to grow corn in Kansas.
I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
total control. A Control Freak Wonderland, the DVD, 3 hours, 23 minutes. Got a little booklet in it and everything, 1995, Infowars.com, right now. While you're there, get Truth Rising. Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world.
Better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
All right, we're out of time with our guest. Again, the Money Masters, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the film. Get the Monetary Reform Act that is in the film and in a booklet within the film. Just absolutely amazing. You need to have it, folks. I mean, I don't know how to push you or drive you to expose these bastards. Spread the truth with everybody. Gentlemen, it's been great to have both of you on. I want to thank you for spending time with us, Pat Carmack and Bill Still. In closing, do you think we're going to have a depression, and how far off do you think it'll be?
Go, Pat.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, again, we're talking about definitions that will be shifted around. So, you know, to put it, you know, in just common sense terms, will the economy worsen from what it is now? I think that's pretty certain. To predict how long it will last is very perilous. It's hard to know because it does involve the political order at that point. It has to do with whether or not there's wars going on or whether or not new wars happen and so on. And that I can't predict.
But it appears wars will accelerate that. But, you know, regardless, who knows what's going to happen? 30 seconds, Bill.
I don't see us coming out of this at all. This is a death spiral. We're not going to come out of it until Monetary Reform Act is passed. And we're just going to go down and down and down. There's not going to be a two-year bottom. It's an infinite bottom until this is done.
Folks, know who to blame, the globalists, the bankers. They're the enemy. They did it all. They're the fraudsters. They're the magicians that scammed you. Wake up now. Admit you were conned, police and military and others that think you're part of the establishment. Check into what we've covered here. Gentlemen, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet, you. Gentlemen. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Folks, I am out of time. Retransmission starts on the internet in about a minute and a half at Infowars.com. I had Dr. Corsi on. I covered a bunch of news in the first hour as well. If you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, you've been tuned in the last 2 hours or last 5 minutes, everything continues at Infowars.com. And with the sponsor of the day, the only sponsor we have today, we have sponsors throughout the week, is Inner Food. They are just fabulous folks that I wanted to tell you about just briefly. There's actually a couple sponsors, but I'm just thanking them today because they're such a great company. And we just appreciate them so much. Innerfood.com. And then, of course, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. High-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated food lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled. 10 years in your barn or shed. That's in metal cans, so it's all dried in there. It's dehydrated, so there's a ton of it. High quality with all this craziness going on. Food prices exploding. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. It's where I've gotten my storable foods. I believe in them. Or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. Great job to the network and the folks down here in Austin, all the listeners and the sponsors. Retransmission in T-70 seconds. Be there at the Infowars.com streams. God bless you all.